Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Go about on my knob. Stop the
rock.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Stop the rock.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The Don and Mike Show.
And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
There we are at Jerry's Famous Deli, getting food for Leah Remedy this morning. And imagine my surprise when I see waiting in line for their cappuccino.
No. Get them out of here. I hate them.
They love the brown cups.
It's not a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You can bet they don't order their coffee black. That's all I know. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. What?
Lots of Koreans.
Yes. Oh, stop it. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Gorgy and all the ships at sea. Bringing you a show that's more textured and interesting than Dick Van Patten's scalp. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
More flakes than Dick Van Patten's
scalp. Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Show new episode on this Friday.
It's Friday,
May 16th.
Right, 17th.
17th.
Yes, May 17th.
God damn it!
Yeah.
All right,
time flies.
Phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington D.C. on the world famous WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York on the less famous WNEW, 877-692-1027.
I think somebody let the candles burn all night.
Here he is to my left and to your right, wearing his traveling blazer.
That's right.
There is the radio's Guy Weed. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
And right next to Buzz, there she is. She didn't walk out. She's back.
She's back, and we're delighted to have her.
It's the wonderful Leah Remedy once again. Hi, Leah.
Hey.
Hi, baby. Now, you should know that yesterday I did try to send you an incredible, ungodly amount of roses.
Why?
Roses that, in fact, my wife would die for.
Right.
Here's the deal. I call your sister.
Yeah.
It's about 3 o'clock Los Angeles time.
Right.
And I say, because I'm concerned about, you know, the whole thing yesterday. So I call your sister and I say, I need Leah's address.
Right.
And she says, well, I can't give you Leah's address. And I said, well, I've been there. I know.
You slept there.
I know where it is. I don't know the street address. I want to send something. I've got.
That's better. It's Friday, everybody. There you go.
How's that?
Want a tongue kiss?
Sure.
So I say I want to send an ungodly amount of flowers to Leah.
Right.
And she says, well, nothing goes to Leah's house.
Right.
I said, well, I've been there. I just need the address. She says, no. Well, send them to my house,
right,
and I'll make sure Leah gets them.
Right.
And I said, fine. And I get your sister's address.
Yeah.
And then I get on the phone with 1-800-Flowers.
Yeah.
And I know that they're a sponsor of this show, but I just want to say,
I've dealt with them.
It should be 1-800-FU,
hey,
not 1-800-Flowers.
Right.
Because
sure,
I get on the phone with some Haitian refugee,
oh, no,
who barely comprehends the language.
Bless him.
Who first off wants to sell me everything except what I want.
Right.
It's just flowers. So we go through the entire crap with credit card, expiration date, home address, home phone number. Would you like to be put on 1-800-Flowers email list? No. Is this for graduation? No. Is this for birthday? No. Would you like a Mylar balloon? No. All I want is like $200 worth of roses.
Wow.
So I say, we go through all of this, and she says, fine, no problem. And then we get to the very end, and she says,
and out in Los Angeles, $200 get you half a dozen.
She says to me, we can't deliver these today.
Oh.
And I said, it's 3:00,
right,
West Coast time. You're 1-800-Flowers.
Right.
She said, we can have them there at 12:30 tomorrow.
Ah.
And at that point, I told her,
screw it.
Yeah, I said,
1-800-FU.
But you know what? It was the thought. The
yeah.
fact that you even wanted to send me flowers is enough.
I
hate jumping on a client.
And unnecessary, by the way.
No, really, totally necessary.
Because I feel like I'm the one who screwed up.
No,
I just said, where are my $200 worth of flowers?
Couldn't get them here.
Where are my $200 worth of flowers?
Get them on time.
You know, I hate to jump on a client, but Mother's Day weekend, I had a similar experience where I pulled off of that particular phone number and went directly to my mom's town to get the flowers
there
delivered.
There you go.
So it's not like that's the first time, but you certainly deserved all the roses.
No.
In the world. And then I drove around trying to find a flower shop, and then I figured, well, what if I find the flower shop and they tell me that they can't deliver to your sister's house? And in the meantime, my wife has got me on this quest that my kid has his prom coming, and they're going to do a Hollywood casino James Bond type motif for the prom, and my wife is the head of the committee, because that's what she does. She gets involved with all of this stuff.
Nice.
So I'm going through all those crap stores in the worst part of Hollywood, you know, in the HIV capital of the world, and I'm looking for, I gotta find a James Bond poster, and the first one I look at, I say, I'll take that. And the guy says, $495.
Oh, no.
Wow. The next one I look at, the guy says, $187. I said, what's the cheapest James Bond movie poster you have? And he says, it's this one for $95. So I buy it. I buy all the other crap. I go to the Mailboxes USA. I UPS it. I call my wife, and I say, honey, I've handled it. She says, I when's it coming? I said, 2 to 3 days. She said, I need it tomorrow. So I go back to Mailboxes.
When's
USA.
The prom?
The prom is next weekend. But she needs it tomorrow.
Of course.
For some reason, she needs it tomorrow.
I see.
Because she's going to be setting stuff
makes
up.
Makes sense to me.
Sure, urgency.
In advance. So now I have to go back to Mailboxes USA, and I'm going through the whole crap where, and they were very nice about getting the stuff overnighted, and then I called Fred and I said, you know, I'm your man. I've handled it. Great, great, great. She said, what was the poster? I said, Octopussy. And she said, oh, I can't put that up at the prom. And I said,
of all the posters.
It was the cheapest James Bond poster.
Isn't that the one with the lady who has her legs far apart and James Bond is like between the legs?
They're all like that, Ron. All the posters are like that.
That's right. Frida says to me, I can't put up Octopussy at Bart's prom. Now keep in mind, I've just spent an hour going through all of these garbage Hollywood memorabilia.
Maude Adams, I believe.
Junk store.
Right?
So I said to her, well, you can take one of the other things that I bought, and you can just put a card that says Hollywood over the last part of Octopussy, okay. if that makes you happy.
Octo-Hollywood.
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 And it was a mess because, you know, I'm trying to get flowers for you and the goddamn 800 flowers, and
you're
I'm trying
so
to
sweet.
Get this thing for my wife. And
I feel like we abandoned you yesterday because we all went out and had a lovely afternoon on Sunset Boulevard,
yeah.
And we were just hanging out and doing a little drinking,
You had a good time there. on the highway though, didn't you?
And here's the other thing, Mister. I've lived in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
When I came back, because I had been in Hollywood, I took Sunset Boulevard past UCLA to the 405.
Right.
It took me from the time I left Marina Del Rey till the time I got to Hollywood and got back 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on the phone with Mike and with Rob, and they're where I just was. And they said, are we going to hit a lot of traffic? And I said, my God, I was on the 405, and I sat for literally an hour and a half. However, these guys...
Well, you should have been in the car with me driving.
Golden boy.
If I can just tell you something about my lady. My lady, Los Angeles.
L.A. is your lady?
I think that the main thing I've learned about this city is that you avoid the main arteries.
That's right.
Because that's where everybody's going. You
that's
go on the cross street. So, I mean, we just rolled down La Cienega. Drop by the Beverly Center to pick up a few items.
Hello, friends.
Hop back in the car. You know, cruise back down La Cienega. Took a right on Pico. Took it to Lincoln. Right over to Washington Boulevard.
F you.
No problem whatsoever. It was actually between Sunset Boulevard and Marina Del Rey. It was, 7 minutes.
Now, how long really did it take? Yeah.
40. 45, 50 minutes. And, it was wonderful. We were
nice
just
day.
A car full of us. It was me and Rob and Buzz and Monkey Boy
and
Lisa. And, we had
Musclehead. Isn't that your new name for
you? Musclehead.
Musclehead.
Mallet Boy. Knuckle Dragger. Just, it was delightful. And we all hung out. I think Lisa did a little shopping, did a little walking around. Buzz and Rob and I sat at a little cafe and had a cocktail. And Monkey Boy did something he could do at any effing mall in the country. He just spent like 8 hours in Tower Records.
Well, that's
what he does.
That's him.
But it is the Tower.
I did just steal, and I'm going to give this to you in a second, the Rick D's joke of the day.
Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Because I figure that's a good way to start the show. But we have a regular Friday feature,
yes.
And I don't want to keep our celebrity waiting via satellite.
Mm-hmm.
Leah, every Friday, listeners of the show know, every Friday we pick the hottest person in news, and somehow we manage to get a satellite interview with this person.
Okay.
So keeping in mind that this is now satellite, I hope we don't get the bounce back.
Right.
let me tell you that today we're joined by TV Funny Man, executive producer and creator of Kings and Queens, the modern day round mound of funny sound. Let's say hello to Mr. Kevin James.
Yeah,
Kevin James. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, as for brains, what you need? You need someone else for my hit TV show on this piece of crap radio program, huh? Have the ride on my coattails.
It's very nice. You should know after your extended voyage on Ray Romano's coattails.
Touche, Captain. Touche. touche. It's my bitch there.
Whom are you referring to?
Oh, my.
Lisa Herndon, of course, your producer.
Yeah, she's here.
She's there? All right. Is she pregnant?
I don't think so.
Oh, then she must have gotten my check.
Oh, my.
Okay. How about the other one? Is she there?
Okay.
You mean the beautiful and talented Leah Remini?
I'd like to be referred to as his bottom bitch.
Whatever. Is she there or not?
Yeah, and she's great.
Oh, last hiatus, she spent her time just sitting on her ass eating bonbons.
Yes.
So I guess this summer she just really decided to waste her time.
This is good stuff.
Jesus.
Natural.
Jesus. Does she know how embarrassing it is for me to have her on your show? You know? I mean, you suck. You suck.
Listen, Kevin. Kevin, our show is not that bad.
It's tenfold worse than Jerry Stiller's saran wrap ads. You know? At least the good people at GLAAD ponied up some decent bucks. You know, you're paying her bupkis. You know? Has she told you Jerry smells like ass?
Oh, my.
No. She hasn't mentioned it.
No. Okay, did she mention my hair plug debacle?
No, she mentioned nothing about it. And let me just say that I never imagined you had anything done that would make your hairline as square as a Monopoly box.
Oh, yeah. I had the best doctor in Hollywood. You know, but I was two treatments away from my eyebrows connecting to my right angle hairline.
So, Kevin, have you had hair plugs?
My head looks like a Barbie doll when you pull the hair back, you know? Hey, it's Leah there.
Yeah, she's right here.
Can she hear me?
Yes, no, I can.
No, she can't. She's in an isolation booth.
Oh, good, good, good. Then we can get down to brass tacks and speak freely. You know, how about that sister of ours, eh? Ooh, Lordy. You know, she always goes, get Leah a Starbucks. Get Leah some fruit. You know? Has Leah threatened to walk yet?
Oh, she did walk off the show yesterday, but it was just a bit.
Well, you can set your watch by half threats on our set. We don't even have a set lunch break. You know, we all just head for the Kraft food service table when she screams she's calling her lawyer, Johnny Moonves.
Have you met Johnny Moonves?
Oh, that big tool with a silver spoon in his mouth. Hey, Johnny, has your brother handed you a career lately? Howdy, hi. I do love to laugh.
You know, there's a little bit of truth in all of this. We just got to make it. It's making me a little nervous.
Now, wait. You are killing. You are kidding about Leah, right, Kevin?
Yes, silly captain. She's a beautiful and talented actress, and we're lucky to have her, you know? Except when she gets a wild hair up her anus.
Wait, what?
Up her what?
Anus.
Wow.
And that's for you, Michael Mara. There. I've said it. Are you happy now, Michael Mara?
I love it when you say that word. I truly do, Kevin Timmy.
By the way, Don, does Leah's mother hate you too?
Why, yes, Kevin, she hates me.
Yeah? Well,
she told me that I have evil in my soul.
Yes.
Hey, me too. We're like evil brothers.
That's actually true.
Except
I said that about Kevin.
Except I don't have AstroTurf hair.
And I don't host a stupid radio show no one listens to in New York.
Ouch. So listen, K-Man, K-Pax, what's planned for the new season of King of Queens?
Well, we've blown off the retarded Lou Ferrigno to make way for 23 more great half hours of comedic excellence.
Ferrigno?
I would love to hear some of the new wacky plot ideas.
So would I, Dickweed. You know? Do you think we actually planned the show out in advance? The writers are too busy getting Leah her supplies to write the jokes.
But certainly you must have an outline for the upcoming season.
Almost.
Yeah, they want us to do the baby thing, you know? But Leah and I agree it will be bad. You know, might as well change the name of the show to Mad About You.
What if Jerry Stiller fathered the baby?
What if I grew real hair? You know, same chance, dumb DJ.
But Kevin, your hair, it looks so real.
Are you kidding? My forehead looks like it was laid out with a yardstick. You know, I'm a 300-pound chair pet, for God's sake.
Chair pet.
Yeah. And you don't even want to know where the doctor has to water me.
Oh, no.
We are joined by TV's outrageous Kevin James.
Having a little trouble with his script today.
Kevin, I know I know for a fact that you're going to have a baby with Leah Remedy on the show. I know that CBS wants it.
Okay, you got me. You know, except my brother and I have come up with a great twist.
Do tell. Here is a Hollywood exclusive.
Ooh. Okay, the Heffernan baby will be born on an all-star spectacular CBS special. you know, a one-hour job with lots of singing and dancing.
Well, who can we look forward to seeing on the Magic Box during this special episode?
Ah, glad you asked. You know, scheduled to appear as godparents are, get this, Cal Ripken Jr., Rush Limbaugh, Joe Torre, Black Peter, Dan Rather, Liza Minnelli and her gay husband David, Mother Nature, your computer voice, Britney Spears, Dick Cheney, and Tony Saragusa. Oh, and I forgot, Spider-Man will be there too.
But Kevin, all of those people that you've named, all of the former celebrities we've had on this segment, they all have...
I know. Full-blown AIDS, right?
Yeah.
Well, between my hemorrhoids and this bad hair job, AIDS will be like a weekend in Vegas for me. You know? I ain't scared of no AIDS.
What will the baby on King of Queens be named?
How about I name it after you?
Now, that would be wonderful.
Well, how does this sound? Stupid jerk-off Huffman.
Kevin, you've hurt me. Kevin, I thought we were pals.
I thought radio was a real part of showbiz. Guess we both got a little learning to do, you know? F you, F-ball, your show sucks. Tell my ungrateful co-star to get the hell off your program. You know, damn, it smells worse than Jerry Stiller's underpants. Good day to you.
But, Kevin, what about the 100th episode?
I said good day. another chest pain.
Wow.
He had a little trouble with his reads today.
That is the newsmaker of the week, every Friday.
I think he was confused by the satellite connection.
On the Don and Mike show, the newsmaker of the week.
Lou Ferrigno.
The script, you know.
Yeah, the Lou Ferrigno.
Kevin James. All right, here you go. Here is the Rick D's joke of the day.
Oh, this is exciting.
We just heard this in the car as we were rushing.
I love it when you steal material.
And is it out? And don't forget the rule on this show.
Yeah.
If you're stealing it from me,
yes.
You're stealing twice.
There you go. Right. Absolutely.
Leo, you noticed we did supply you with food today.
I did.
How do you like the food? Is the food good?
Well, you know I have an upset stomach.
Yeah, you're not feeling well today.
Close.
Oh, right. Yes. You're a trooper for coming in.
Yeah. A little closer to the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So the one day we brought you food, you have an upset stomach.
I know. Okay. I'm such a selfish bitch.
Do you feel better, though, after having that toast?
What?
Do you feel better after eating the food, little food, settle your stomach?
Not so much.
Not so much.
All right, well, listen.
Joke of the day.
This will cheer you up.
Joke of the day, Rigs and D's.
Ooh. Sometimes he calls himself Ricardo, just so you know.
Ricardo?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. We're at this Jerry's Famous Deli, waiting to get this food for you, and we're driving like 100 miles an hour down the road to make it to the show on time, and I refused to get out of the car until I heard the Rick D's joke of the day, even though it was like 3 minutes until we went on the air.
Ooh.
And here it is.
Here's the joke from Ricardo.
The Rick D's joke of the day.
Ooh.
And of course, it starts with a ridiculous setup where he goes, the joke of the day is about obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, wonderful.
And you know, this is something that afflicts many of our younger people.
Yes.
Many college students.
Thank you, Ellen Kay.
And I am always concerned about college since, as you know, we as taxpayers, in many cases, are paying for these educations. So I was talking to a friend of mine at USC.
At the Wango Tango concert.
And he said to me that he had put an ad out in the LA Times wanting to do a research study for obsessive compulsive people.
Ooh.
And I called him a few days later and I said, how's it going? How's the response? And he said, it's great. I've received 3,000 responses. I said, fantastic. He said, yes, but Rick, they're all from the same person.
Oh, joke of the day, Rigdon.
Kiss FM.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Rigdon's a morning.
And then, you know.
Tell me what the time it is.
And then,
tell me what the time it is.
Like, yeah. And it's like they fall over each other like they have just heard the friggin' joke of all time.
I tell you, it's a good joke, Ricardo. Isn't it a good joke? If you could tell that joke again, would you?
If you could trade places with Britney Spears,
Would you?
Would you?
Would you?
Would you?
I will fly you to Wango Tango.
At the Rose Bowl, what? And you come backstage with me. I can't guarantee you're going to meet anybody, but I'd like to... Listen,
I will give you Wango Tango tickets right now if I can guess the color of your car.
Is it white?
Yes, it is, Rick.
That's it. Listen, you're going to go backstage with me at Wango Tango.
There was a great development this morning as apparently the general manager of Kiss FM did not want Rick to play the new Eminem.
Why?
Oh, because it'd be controversial. Well, that's what he said because he wants to appear. He's a controversial guy. I'm going to play it anywhere.
You wouldn't believe what happened during the last commercial break. The general manager came in here and took the CD out of the CD player, but wouldn't you know, I have another copy. I'm going to play it on Kiss FM.
Because I'm outrageous.
I am.
Wango Tango.
All right, get ready now for more fun.
Oh, and more thrills?
More fun and more thrills. You'll recall that on yesterday's show, my assistant, Jim Source, had his assistant,
right,
Joe Ardinger, call in with a list of demands.
Indeed.
Yes. And now I understand that on line five, we have... Leah's assistant. Nicole.
Leah's assistant's assistant?
Yeah. She has an assistant.
Nicole's assistant?
Yeah. As well. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
A little closer to the microphone. Hi, Nicole.
Now, who is Alice? Is really Nicole's assistant?
Yes, is her assistant.
She is...
And she's located in Las Vegas.
The assistant to your assistant. Very good.
Yeah, I was kidding about that. I don't really have an assistant. But you...
I do. Neither does Nicole.
So your assistant really has an assistant. Let's now go to...
You've been hacked, John and Mike. so mean.
Let's go to Alice. Hi, Alice.
Hello. First, please, may I just clarify?
Leah
has an assistant. Now, as you know, the first three letters in assistant is A-S-S, and we all know what that means. So, no, I'm not that. I'm a D-assistant.
Good girl.
D-assistant.
I'm a girl. Assistant as in cease and desist.
Ah.
Gotcha. Oh. Wonderful.
Legalese, Alice.
How may I desist you?
Okay. Go ahead, Nick. Alice?
Yes.
Alice, we have... I can't talk
Excuse
to Alice.
Me, that's right.
Sorry, go ahead.
You guys need to have your mics off.
Sorry, go ahead.
While my assistant...
I guess, Mike, you and I and Leah must turn our microphones off.
We're turning our microphones off. Is that a request from your assistant,
that,
Nicole?
That is a request.
Right. I think Don and Mike should have their mics on.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Leah's is off, and everybody else's is on.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Alice?
Yes, I'm right here.
You may proceed.
Thank you so much. Well, let me address one and two together. Getting her own fruit, getting her own coffee. Gentlemen, Leah was wrong. Now, you heard it here. Leah was very wrong to assume that you gentlemen run a class operation is a terribly rude assumption.
Oh,
so we take total responsibility.
Thank you.
Oh, please.
Yes.
That's okay.
Continue.
No, certainly. Mm. Now you have here, fix your makeup, make yourself look good, paint your face real nice.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you see, what you see is the best it gets. When Leah goes on television, they make her up a lot. Now, nobody's listening, right? I can say this?
Yes, you're just among friends,
okay.
Between us, yes.
That's not Leah's nose.
Alice, okay. We're supposed to be helping Leah?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
I'll sit back.
Sometimes it's very important that honesty can turn out to be helpful. And... those aren't her lips. I'll move on.
Okay, please move on.
What an insight that is.
You say, don't say what you don't like on the show. Now, the truth of the matter, gentlemen,
yes.
She doesn't. For example, she doesn't like small rodents and she hates fudge, but you've never heard her say that at all on your show.
You don't like fudge, huh?
Okay.
I thought this was something that was going to stay relatively quiet.
Yeah, all right, okay, we won't respond. Continue.
Okay. You also say that on the air, she needs to be meaner, like you've seen her in person. Now,
yes.
With all due respect, she needs an incentive for that. And that would be probably large, expensive gifts, like a plane.
She wants a plane?
Is he meaner?
I'm trying to decipher this. She needs a plane? She needs a plane?
Try to focus on this, dear.
All right, okay.
Okay. It is important that if she is to be meaner, which is not meanest, but meaner.
Yeah.
It's very important for her to get an incentive, like a large, expensive plane.
A large plane, so she
a
gets
large plane.
I got you. Okay.
Are you taking notes?
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Okay. Now, a couple of these meld into each other.
Meld into each other?
They just meld.
They meld.
It's not easy to answer each one. It will be more repetitive, and I'm sure you don't want that.
Right.
We like to say it's more of a variation on a theme. Now, you say that there's no I in team.
Correct.
Nothing gets by you. Now, Joe or Jim, or have Nicole call with any positive comments you have. Is that the question?
Yes, that was a demand.
Okay,
yes.
Would you please go into that a little further so that I may have the opportunity to laugh? Go ahead.
Okay. All right, next.
Next on the list, please.
Okay. Buzz, some.
Don't F with her, fella. She's...
All right, now we're going to do a very important one right here.
This is her first time around the rodeo.
Number nine's a very important one.
I know, and I have the answer for you.
All right, and number nine, again, if you could repeat that.
Well, here I go. Number nine. Score, buzz, a good deed.
Now, no.
No.
It was score, buzz, some weed.
Score, buzz, some weed.
Sorry. Okay, sure.
Done. We can agree to that immediately. Done.
I have no problem here. Now, you see, Leah nor Nicole can handle anything that, you know.
Yeah.
So, for
sorted.
Gentlemen. Please, feel free to come to me.
Come to you for Buzz's week.
Very good.
Okay,
okay.
Alice.
Now, with regard to number 10, which I consider to be rather sensitive, show more skin.
Yes.
Okay, we feel that perhaps, if we do, will you show less?
Yes.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Now,
don't be so easy on her, Don.
Now, no, that's an easy one to agree with.
Of course it is. Come on, gentlemen. We're all grown up here. All right.
Rob, my pullover, please.
Okay.
Putting my jacket back on.
Here's something to which I take exception.
Okay.
On Monday, talk about your fab. I mean fabulous, correct?
As yes,
opposed
fab.
To detergent. L.A. weekend.
Yes.
Well, please understand, I think Leah is doing you a great service because Leah spends her weekend in quiet reflection. She reads two of her favorite things. She reads poetry from Tennyson, and she reads from the Jumbo Fun Book. Now,
quiet reflection.
To talk about that on your show would only bring it down.
Mm. Okay, all right, so scratch that one out.
All right, that's fine.
Okay. Now, you have Be Nice to Guys on the phone who use you as visual stimulation.
Right.
Visual.
Is that correct?
Yeah. That's absolutely correct.
Okay, now, in what way would you like her to be nice? Perhaps if you gave me some examples. Can you hold on while I get some batteries, please?
Yes.
Now, would you be kind enough to give me the example?
All right, let's say that.
Talk slow and deep.
All right, the guy calls and the guy says.
A little slower, honey. Come on.
Hey, Leah.
Ooh.
I'm looking at you in Stuff Magazine.
Uh huh.
God damn, you're hot.
A little softer, honey.
Oh, Leah.
Okay.
Would you please talk to me?
Man, talk dirty to me.
I'll tell you what we can do.
What can we do?
We can talk about this point after we're off the air.
No problem. There you go. Yeah.
Interesting.
We're agreed to that, Alice.
Okay, well, then you got a deal. I think I've... Oh, Council Mike going through a divorce.
Yeah, Council Mike's divorce.
Okay. Leah's never been married.
Right.
And it's very difficult to counsel somebody. Now, I, on the other hand, have been married 3 times.
Oh, really?
All countless. Mm-hmm. So, if you wanted any kind of consolation or any kind of advice,
yeah.
I think you should go to Nicole, and then, if she can't help you, God knows I could.
Very good, Alice.
Once again,
thank you so much.
This is the answer. You got it, Alice.
I appreciate that.
Oh, well, it's okay.
That's okay.
I can leave you with a couple of little things. Talking with Leah is like being bitten by Benji.
Really? Explain.
Cute as hell, but she leaves teeth marks, guys. As far as what you have here about people going out and getting her things and doing things, my only feeling is this. You can send almost anyone out. The only one you can't send is Rob. because it's very difficult to run quickly in open sandals. Now, answered your questions, gentlemen.
Yes, I think you've handled it all.
Okay. May I say it's been a delight.
Oh, Alice.
Thank you, Alice.
We thoroughly enjoyed this, time with you.
Thank you, Alice.
We love you.
We'll send you some fresh batteries.
Thank
you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Alice.
Bye-bye.
There is Nicole's assistant, Alice.
Fantastic.
She's very efficient,
that's
as
good.
You can see.
That's, I had no idea that you had an assistant,
professor.
But that's really.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
She's nice.
She's good.
She's
and if you ever need any direction in voiceover, you can see Alice.
She sounds very sexy.
Uh-huh. She does very have sexy. A website.
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Let me see. Who does Alice most resemble? I don't know. Oh, she's so cute.
Is she cute, though? She's
very adorable.
Is she a hottie? Man.
What's her website?
Take it from the top.
I think it's
that?
Take it from the
is
top.
Is it Take It From the Top?
Take It From the Top.
I'm sure Alice will call us if we are incorrect.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much. That was Nicole's assistant,
Thank you,
Alice.
Nicole's
if you ever
Alice.
Need any coaching,
right.
call Alice.
Absolutely. Yes. To the moon, Alice.
You see, that was like one of these days.
One of these days, Alice.
That was the Remini sister answer to our little...
Sure.
And you
point,
can...
Point, counterpoint.
Expect, was it good?
Yes, it was fantastic. Are you feeling better? You are chowing down on that fruit.
I know.
Feeling better on your tummy?
A little bit.
That's good.
You going to be okay tonight for...
I don't know.
For Craig Kilborn?
I don't know if I'll be able to.
Really?
I really don't.
You really think you're going to cancel out on him tonight?
It's kind of a neat idea. We were thinking about after the show, since we have to fly back, of taking you out and getting you loaded before the Kilborn show.
Oh, that might be fun.
Really, just like in the great old days of Carson when somebody would show up on his show and just be completely wasted.
It actually helps a little bit to have a little drink on.
Yeah. Sure.
Are you really thinking about canceling, though?
I was this morning because, I was throwing up. I didn't think I could make it.
But you realize if you cancel on Kilborn...
Wait, I won't be able to talk about you.
No. Oh, yeah, of course, but I was thinking also...
Goes without saying.
I was thinking if you cancel on Kilborn, though, you'll be doing to Kilborn what Letterman did to you.
No, I would reschedule. I'm in the same city.
But then he'd have to, who's he going to call?
Oh, I'm sure he has a lot of people.
Well,
Alice can fill in for me.
I'm sorry.
Alice?
Is Alice really in Las Vegas? Is she really in Vegas?
Of course. Right. I love Alice.
Is there anything we can do to make you feel better today?
You've done quite enough.
And you should know. And now, I think everybody's question that they have after yesterday's show is, are you going... to stay and ride this baby out.
Of course I am.
You guys are taking
that way too seriously.
Oh, no, Leah, it's the drama that we live for. I felt bad.
The way logistically, because I'm not involved in these logistical discussions, but the way I understand it logistically is when we go back to Washington, we will be speaking to Leah from Los Angeles on Monday. Is that correct?
Yes, she will be somewhere in her house.
It'll be from your home, and that should be a much different environment, I would imagine.
It's going to be different, yeah. There's going to be a lot of... Does it have to be quiet in my house? Because my house is never quiet.
No, I already told you that.
No, okay, no. Good.
Whatever happens
to
your house.
Because you're going to speak to anybody who walks in my house.
Will we get some Angelo on the show?
You'll get Angelo. You'll get Odelia.
Odelia?
Is that the son?
No, that's Alex.
Okay, Alex and Angelo's son is a dead ringer for Derek Jeter. I figured that out.
That's right.
That's who he looks
like.
Angelo's teenage son.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well,
oh, my mom wants airtime now, she's saying. My mom wants airtime.
No.
Well, if Alice got airtime...
This could all unravel, I'm just going to tell you. Based on our experiences...
Why?
It just could. Your mom's trouble.
I think you should talk to everybody in my family.
Your mom is trouble with a capital T, and you know she is.
Oh, yes.
Your mom hates us. Hello. Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Dynamite?
Hey.
Hey, Alice sounded exactly... I know the email guy is dead, but it sounded exactly like a female version of the talking email guy.
Of the computer voice. That's an old bit we used to do.
You used to have a computer voice that sounded
like... Well, that's because Alice is a... that's what she does. She does voiceovers. Or she used to do voiceovers, and now she teaches it and produces.
One other thing
Thanks for the comment.
It wasn't a put down.
No, it's just no, no, no.
See, I said thanks for the comment. I didn't
say
that.
All right. Okay.
One other thing, real quick. Leah, you're having morning sickness, possibly?
No, thank God, honey, if you're listening, I got my thank God.
I forgot about that. I didn't know that was sickness, you know, stomach upset was part of that.
No, baby, I have my thank God.
No, she's had her period.
Let's be honest, everybody associated with the show, we woke up this morning, we all vomited.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
As I do every
Hello, guys.
Hey!
Hello. Hi, Tom Gavin?
Yes?
Tom, how do you spell period?
P-U-D-E.
Food. Right.
Once a month.
Hi, guys.
There you go. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hi, Leah.
Hi, darling.
What's wrong with you, baby?
Oh, what? Listen to this. Tom loves you.
Baby,
Tom.
My stomach is upset.
It is?
Yes.
I'll come out there and make it better.
How would you make it better, Tom?
Have sex with her.
Oh,
that would make me feel better.
We got to get a picture. We must get a picture for Leah.
You must see Tom the Monster.
Oh, okay.
You must see Tom the Monster. Right. What, Tom?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Where's Charlie?
Charlie's not here, Tom. Anything else? Anything else you want to say, Tom?
Oh, you want him to work at the plug for your band?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, I mean, this Saturday night, we're going to be at the Short Club with Crap.
Crap, that's right.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Thomas.
What's going on, guys?
We got to go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I love that, man.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Leah?
The cheese stands alone.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, yeah, she's here.
I really hope you feel better. I'd like to come out there and buy you a nice chaya pet to help you cheer you right up.
Chaya, yes.
Chaya.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, just want to know, are we being able to hear Leah when she's in the bath?
It's a good question. Where the line is going to be in your home, and this gentleman wants to know if you will ever be on the show while you are in the bath.
Probably not.
How about while you're on the commode?
No.
She's getting frustrated, sir.
How about the shower?
All right, let me tell you something. Let me just put this to rest, okay?
Okay.
My bedroom is very far away from where I will be doing the show.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
So that answers that question.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. One more. We got a break. Hello?
Hey, this is Jeremy calling from Philly.
Hi, Jeremy.
You guys made the call. Actually, Lee made the call for us to the boy regarding his terrible relationship. I just wanted to check in with you and let you know that I think we did some real good. She's still in the house and everything, but he's been going out with some married chick every night for the last couple of days now, and he seems a lot happier.
Oh, there you go. See, Leah, you did some good on the show.
You've done good.
You're talking about wanting to do good, and I think we've succeeded.
You did good, Leah.
Yes, now he's seeing a married
woman.
Yes.
I know, Leah.
Sweet story, honey.
For some reason, you're opposed to that idea.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to see you for a couple of years now. I'm a truck driver coming through the state. I've been trying to get home for 2 weeks. I know the celebrity burp, man. I've known her for 2 weeks.
We had a winner yesterday, dumbass.
We've already had a winner, and are you at the back of the flatbed? Where are you calling from?
I'm just getting back into Philadelphia, man, from down south.
You can't drop the S-bomb.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, what a DA.
Bye-bye. The guy named the brand of phone that he was using and said that it was Essie. It was an Essie one.
Nice endorsement for Nextel.
We should hold it as an air check.
Let's clear out the lines. That's two clients now that we've taken care of today thus far in the show.
Both legitimately.
877-365-3636 202-432-1067 877-692-1027. Now listen, being as this is the first celebrity burp.
Yes, man, look at this.
You see Charlie and Nicole
Look at Charlie and
Oh, my God, what's going on?
Charlie Broyhill and Lisa's sister are dry humping.
If you could dry hump Nicole, would you?
We are going to offer $50,000.
Wow. That's a windfall. That's life-changing money right there.
Now, Rob, could you isolate the burp? Where's the burp? Is it on number 23?
I think it's a... Yeah.
There it is. There it
I
is.
Know who it
Here's
is.
The burp. That is a major...
If you could name it.
Major would you?
Celebrity. Now, that is not anybody like Big Frida or My Frida. No one that's related to me. A genuine, bona fide celebrity. If you identify that burp now, be the 100th caller. Johnny Mountain. No, it's not Johnny Mountain. Mike.
No. All right.
100th caller right now gets a shot at 50 grand. Go ahead, Joe. Get it again.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
You like prim and glaze?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey!
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Lee, I got something I want you to see. And this is actually,
oh,
Mike,
so
I think
glad.
You'll agree.
It's like a glamour shot.
This is a flattering photo.
That is the most flattering photo he's ever had taken of him.
Here's a picture of Tom the Monster. And I'm telling you, this is like if someone really, really, really fixed him up.
Yeah.
Aww. You still got that website, right?
Not bad.
During the next commercial break, I will show Leah the Tom Gavin website.
You can't even see.
You'll see more Candace than Tom. Now.
The photographer was able to disguise the groove in the head where he balances his cane.
And it's not really Tom Gavin. It's not really a Tom Gavin experience until you enjoy the olfactory element of Tom, where Tom is standing right next to you and you breathe deep.
Always battling dehydration.
Let's get a call 100. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. Who's this?
Nick.
Hey, Nick, where are you from?
New York.
My friend, you won the Godfather Workout, a pair of tickets to see Godfather Workout. That's on stage at the American Palace Theater in Manhattan. For tickets, call Telecharge 212-239-6200. And you won the Ocean's 11 DVD and soundtrack. Buy it. Well, you don't have to buy it. Everybody else, though. Buy it with Clooney, Pitt, Damon, Garcia, and Roberts. Now available on DVD and video. You, my friend, you are really in the catbird seat right now.
Boy, do you have a chance to win some serious money.
You're going
to
play for $50,000.
Wow.
Serious scuttle.
No bull ass.
Absolutely.
$50,000. However,
scuttle.
And you know what? I'm going to give you a clue.
Well, that's unprecedented. Don has never given a clue out when we're playing for this kind of money.
Don?
Rob, let him do what he wants.
Don?
I know you hate the listeners to win, but
no,
let the man do what he wants.
He's right. No
clue.
Now,
guys, you can't do that. You can't. In my opinion, you have to come up with even a small clue after you say you're going to come up with a clue.
Okay, Rob, what do you think?
Something for this, because I'd like to see this man win the, what do you call it, sir? The what?
Gagadon?
The scarole? The scarole.
Now, let me just say this. He is,
That's, I would stop there.
Imagine the monocotte.
Already said a lot.
All right, there you go. There you go. I've said it already. He is.
Imagine the monocotte you could buy with that scarole.
I have already said he is. He is Gorge.
Gorgie.
He is Gorgie.
Gorgie. Yeah.
So it's a man.
He is Gorgie.
And in
Gorgie.
New York, Mike, they would say Menigot.
Menigot.
Yeah.
Imagine the Menigot you buy with that scarole.
Yeah. Am I right?
Yes, you
caller?
Are.
Thank you, babe.
All right. He is Gorgie. That is your clue. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike's
like. Well, with this discussion, I have to say John Constantino.
And good luck.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. I'll tell you that this celebrity, you will not get the same reaction as I've given you previously. Where I told you, like, I get wood and I get all sexually aroused.
Johnny Constantino, good boy.
Yeah. That's a nice.
For 50,000 American dollars. 50 large. Who is that?
I would have to say Frank Gorshin.
Oh, Frank Gorshin.
We're sorry.
Thank you. Don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
A clue for you, not Frank Gorshin. And what that means is that on Monday's episode,
right,
the jackpot will be worth $40,000.
A windfall, if you will.
Yeah, enough to build a room of brass.
And have you eat your chocolate cake.
Eat your chocolate cake like Frank Gorshin, the Riddler, did.
Now, Leah, I know you've only been with the show for a week, and you're learning about radio.
Yeah.
There's a magazine, a newspaper, radio newspaper called Radio and Records, R&R.
Wow.
And
that's the industry trade publication.
I did not know that.
And what I've done is pulled out the new copy. I was over there yesterday seeing
including a friend of mine who is one of the editors, and I got an advance copy of this week's issue of R&R. And oh, I didn't bring it in the party. It's got a nice little, you know, publicity thing of you and us doing the show together. But what I wanted to bring in was Talent Techniques.
Oh!
This is part one of a two-part series.
Oh, no.
Where disc jockeys tell other disc jockeys how to do good shows.
This will this will be remarkably informative.
Yes.
So, we always love pointing out, I love disc jockeys telling others what to do, how to do the show.
Because it's science.
And I think you'll find that Mike and I follow many of these rules.
You'll notice the pen in my hand because I will be taking notes as he discusses
this. Yes, I do, yes.
Want to know what makes for a successful radio show?
Tell me.
You know, the real down and dirty? I went to a few of today's top talents in our format to get more than the mechanics of quarter-hour maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
They offered tips and secrets about how top-flight talents think and how they are able to connect with their audiences.
Sure.
Okay. And the first disc jockey is Todd Pettengill.
Todd Pettengill from Scott and Todd.
From WPLJ in New York.
He's terrific. He's
very good.
Now, this guy.
That's great.
This is, you know the tape that we play all the time, Leo? This guy right here. Can you find him, Rob?
Yeah.
This, okay.
Shannon in the morning. Yeah.
This guy and,
hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay. This is this guy's Ed McMahon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
And this show is really, it makes Rick Dees look like high comedy.
Yeah. Okay.
This show in New York,
it's
so bad.
Hee-haw.
Okay.
So this guy is now being interviewed, telling other disc jockeys how to do great radio.
Okay.
Now I just screwed up by doing great radio by playing with my microphone and making
noise. Don't do it, Mike.
Todd Pettengill would be very upset if he caught me doing that.
Todd would never have that happen.
Absolutely.
Now the first thing he says, to be in drive time, it ain't easy.
Right. No.
The radio's most coveted time slot.
That's right. Sure.
It ain't easy.
Right.
Over the last 22 years, I've picked up a few things that help create a successful radio show.
Brad, just a few.
Brad Scott.
I don't want to be immodest.
First, read and watch everything.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I do mean everything.
Everything.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Does that mean softcore pornography?
I'll tell you exactly what I read today.
Okay.
The sports section from USA Today.
That's
while I was having my nice BM. That's all I've read.
You're ready. I would, normally I pour over like 15 or 16 newspapers, but today.
Bull ass.
Today I also looked at the Red Sox score.
Second. The greatest,
yes,
or most ridiculous information comes from sources you would never imagine.
Mm-hmm.
If God wanted us to talk more than we listen, he'd have given us two mouths and one ear.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry. Take him up to the top.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Throw him
science. Third, speak like your listeners do.
Duh.
There's no sense.
Speak like your listeners do?
There's no sense in trying to sound intelligent.
I like to have sex with Lear.
I make you feel better by sexing you.
I'm sorry.
Is Lear there? Lear, I like your boobies. You've been had.
She's learning. She is a remarkably quick studier.
I'm on an SE phone.
This Nextel phone is SE.
You guys suck.
Here you go. See, we didn't take it. It was a great tutorial. Yeah.
There's no sense in trying to sound intelligent in order to impress the hot receptionist if your audience doesn't have a clue what you're trying to say.
Yeah, like perhaps Todd's been down that road trying to impress his receptionist.
Yes.
Fourth, write your breaks down.
What? Oh.
This sounds like bad advice.
What does that mean?
That means before you go on the radio and talk,
yeah,
write down everything you're going to say in advance.
In each segment.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Do you think they do that over there?
Sure.
All right.
Sure they do on PLJ.
In the morning.
Right now, Scott, give me the big thing that you're going to say this hour.
Pick up your cues.
Here you go. Now, write your breaks down. I know this sounds like bad advice, but you may discover that what you want to say isn't really that interesting, entertaining, or informative, which is something every break should be. If it's not sounding great to you as you read it back, chances are your listeners will probably think it's boring, too.
There you go, and you should know that when you write it down.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Now, here's another one that you get all the time. Let me say right there. First, the first one is, we don't read a million newspapers a day.
No.
We read, like, whatever newspapers we get, and we watch television, and we talk about our lives. So right there, we've broken the first.
I agree, Don.
He wrote it down.
There you go.
The second rule is the thing which I didn't really get. God would have given us two mouths in one ear. I disagree with that.
That's from the Pettengill collection.
Brilliant, I think.
Ha ha ha.
Speak like your listeners do. Now that I believe we do speak
that
like our listeners do.
I think we have achieved.
Mm-hmm. Not all
okay.
the way.
Right.
I think you have achieved.
Thanks write your
that.
Breaks down. We don't do that.
Acting crazy now, ain't they?
Here's
and
another one.
You don't
one.
Read the newspapers.
No.
You don't read. So that's a third one. You don't.
Here's
read.
Another one that all these disc jockeys love preaching.
Oh, yeah.
Fifth, take a day off and drive the road your listeners drive. Take the kids to school. Drop off the dry cleaning. Talk on the phone. The biggest mistake we make is to think that our audience cares about everything we say. See right there, we do think our audience cares about everything we say.
You know that.
Thank you,
Rob. No, but that also implies that you live a different kind of life.
Yes.
We like elitism.
Yes, exactly, yes. Which is untrue.
Drive the road your listeners drive.
Like,
drive from their hubble to the city.
As opposed to the tunnel, the special tunnel
right.
that you all take.
Exactly,
the
yes.
The disc jockey tunnel.
Now, you may get just bored choppering in every day.
Here's another one. Tune in the competition and see if they grab you. If they do, quickly send them a tape and resume because they get it.
So that makes no sense whatsoever.
I didn't even understand.
So in essence, what this guy is saying is, Mike and I should get in a car,
okay.
drive around, listen to Rush Limbaugh since he's our competition,
okay.
right.
and because he's so scary good,
right.
we should send him a tape and resume to see if we could work for him because he gets it.
So then what would you do with your radio show?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps once again, Todd is sharing things he's tried.
Now, I'm saving...
Dear Rush. After he tries to hit on the receptionist by sounding intelligent.
I'm saving the best two for last.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And incidentally, they're in the order that he's written them.
Todd Pettengill.
Sixth. And this is something we never do on purpose.
All right.
Sixth. Listen to yourself. You should be taping every show.
Everything.
The only way you're going to know if you're making progress is to listen. Remember, you've got those two good ears that God gave you. That's another rule on the show. Not only do we never tape the show,
yeah.
if we're in the car
right.
and they are playing a rerun
sure.
of the show,
we're tremendously uncomfortable.
A best of?
It's not anything by design. It's just, I mean,
we change the channel.
And you know what? One of the great sportscasters of all time is a guy that I've always thought about when I think of that idea of not listening to yourself or watching yourself. John Madden never goes over a tape. He never
right.
critiques a tape. He lets it flow. He lets it happen.
And here's the one right
but
here.
What's the point of it? Because really, mm-hmm. you can't go. I mean, you could hear something that you hated and then go, I wish I didn't do that.
Exactly.
And there's nothing you can do about
it. Here you go. Number seven.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many. This is one that has been passed down through the ages, and I know I've told you guys that I've had program directors who have told me to do this.
Right.
And we had a program director told us to do this. Seventh, cut out a picture
uh-huh.
of
oh,
someone
no.
who fits your target demographic
oh,
and put it in front of you in the studio.
Oh, he is a lard ass.
It helps to have that face to help you connect with your audience. When you're in the middle of a break, look at the picture and make sure he or she would have an interest in what you're saying. We once worked for a guy who wanted us to put a picture.
Well, like a 25-year-old woman, right? He wanted you to do that in the afternoon?
Yeah, he wanted me to put a picture of a 25-year-old woman, just like a generic picture out of a magazine,
right.
in front of me, because he thought that I was my show was too male-oriented.
Uh-huh.
And he said, whenever you're doing your show, you should be looking at this woman and thinking, is she listening to me? And I looked at him like, you effing retard.
Right.
And the next time he had come in the studio, I had drawn an eye patch on her. I had drawn the Frankenstein scar coming down the side of her face. And I had drawn a little, one of those little like comic book balloons that says, I'm a sea-sucking whore.
Right.
And he did not care for that.
Didn't like it one little bit. Don, I will tell you, though, sometimes when I'm doing an impression, I will simply have the picture of the person I'm impersonating in front of me, but I don't think it's the same thing.
Listen, let's face it. There are hundreds of little things we can do to improve our show.
Teeny tiny.
I've highlighted a few of the major ones.
Wee and small.
Work on these.
Make sure you hit your cough button when the listeners are paying attention.
That's another thing I don't do. Work on these, and I promise one of two things will happen. Either your ratings will go up, or whoever hires you away will reap the same results.
Hey, Todd, I've got four ears and two mouths.
Good luck. Now, here's another one from another friend that I'm going to lose.
Oh, sorry. Oh, dear.
Now, this guy, Scott, Scott and Todd.
Todd and Scott.
I'm friends with Scott, but really the next guy I'm going to bust balls on is really a friend of mine, the great John Lander.
John Lander, one of the nicest guys in the business.
John Lander, fantastic. But
purely top 40.
But what a douche he's turned into.
Right.
He's working at WBMX Boston. And here's his advice.
His 800th radio station.
I have found that giving my listeners $100 bills goes a long way towards maintaining loyal and establishing a true connection. Mm-hmm. Depending on your market size, $25 might work as well.
There you go.
Let's not kid ourselves. You know how Americans are. If you can't give them sex, try money.
There you go.
Seriously.
Seriously.
So that was like, that was his.
Here's the deal. Well, what's he saying? Well, is this some sort of innovative concept, out money?
That was a joke.
That? Okay.
That's how he started his little thesis off with a joke.
Okay, so even though I think that is...
seriously is the next...
Yeah,
sentence.
Seriously is the next is the next paragraph.
Okay. Seriously about
but
giving your listeners...
Folks.
I get it. I get jokes.
So here's the deal. That's a joke?
Yeah,
that's
a
first
joke.
Thing I agree with. Yes, give your listeners money. It works.
Maybe he didn't tell it to the picture.
I guess not.
Okay. Seriously, try to cut to the core of what concerns your target demo.
Target.
And play on those topics. Pick up on what your listeners are talking about and let that get through on the air. A lot of times DJs have their own agendas and topics they want to talk about.
Not on this show.
And again, this is like the opposite of what we do.
Right on.
And they try to force feed their listeners with those subjects. Then they turn around and get mad when listeners don't react or call in.
Come on now, how come you're not responding to my agenda?
Listeners' needs can also influence the connection a DJ can make with an audience. Weather affects us all. I'm sure you've noticed.
Weather affects us all. I love those statements.
I'm sure you've noticed how the phone lines react when it rains, or on holidays, or on school and summer vacations.
I've always said the real a-holes call when there's a low pressure system around.
A DJ's mood is linked to the phone. You have to stay objective and never let the bad days and the weather affect you.
Oh, no.
Because it can drag you down. This isn't a typical 9-to-5 career. You don't leave your work at the office.
No.
You must live the lifestyle by experiencing what your listeners like.
BS.
Observe. React. Participate. Watch their TV shows. Go to their concerts. And
their
TV
shows.
There's the elitist thing Leah was talking about. Yeah. This, you know.
Go to their movies.
Their movies.
Yeah. Remember, always keep an open ear.
Listen, you should get down and experience what the great unwashed experience.
Listen. Hi, everybody. This is Don Geronimo. I understand that many of you borderline mongoloids went to see the movie Spider-Man this weekend. I went to see Spider-Man as well.
I even bought some popcorn.
I found it fantastic.
I got down and dirty with each and one of you, and I drove the same road you drove into the city.
Now, Leah, this one, the last one, I believe you are going to find the most interesting.
Okay.
This is from the Bob and Sherry Show.
Okay.
Which is a he said, she said show.
Okay.
Let me see. First, get plenty of sleep.
Oh, no!
Is this a morning man saying that?
Proper hydration.
Right. How you feel?
Eight glasses of water.
How you feel has an impact on your attitude, and your audience knows.
Well, F you. Practice good hygiene.
When you do an in-studio interview, and this will be now, listen, Leon, you'll love this. When you do an in-studio interview, make your guest feel very comfortable. And remember that they're in a foreign environment and aren't sure that you won't leave them high and dry.
Right.
Thank the guest for coming.
Yes.
You're going to love this part, Leon. Order coffee.
Food.
Order coffee. Food and offer your girlfriend. Try to make them feel glad.
Offer your girlfriend like for sex?
Trying to be funny.
He made it funny.
Make them feel glad they're in your studio at 7:20 a.m.
Yes.
During the interview, look at the person and smile.
Yes. Thank you, Don.
Nod your head.
That was lovely.
And shut up.
Oh.
It's their turn to shine, and you should support them. Now, here's another one, Mike, that you're going to love.
Okay.
Make friends with the best salesman at the station.
What I've done throughout my career.
Hi there, Mike.
Tell him you will do live endorsement spots for clients
because
this goes back to what I was saying yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, and all week. And now it
we
is
don't
in
do
writing.
It. Mm-hmm.
It is in writing, so it is true.
Absolutely.
No, but Leah,
it's
every,
gospel.
But
yes.
Everything we're reading here, though, is absolutely 100%.
Except the get coffee part.
You know, horse ass.
Well, no, and the get coffee, and I have to add the making best friends with the best salesman at the station, which I've always done.
Mike, but hold on, wait.
Hi there, Tim McWilliams.
You didn't let me finish the paragraph.
Please do. I'm writing it down now.
Make friends with the best salesman at the station. Tell him you will do endorsement spots for clients and research the clients. Really learn about them.
Tim, I went down to the Derwina Schnitzel.
The
hot dogs are fantastic.
You'll become more valuable to the station, and they may keep you when the latest doomed for failure from the get-go format crashes in 12 months.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, go in with the attitude that the station's format is going to change and kiss as much ass as possible.
Here's another piece of advice. Look up the word misogynist in the dictionary.
That's me.
Men in radio are misogynists.
Sure.
And maybe you are one too.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Buzz, the definition?
Yeah, Buzz, dictionary definition of misogynist.
A woman hater.
She was a whore.
Is there a word for someone who just hates everybody?
Ladies and gentlemen, the walking dictionary, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Thank you. Good, Buzz.
And then here's how he ends his lecture to disc jockeys.
Right.
And keep in mind, this is from some guy who's working in a market like Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Charlotte is the biggest market that this guy's in.
It's a hell of a town. Sorry about the Hornets.
Charlotte.
Remember that unless John Lennon comes back from the grave with a new tune, nothing beats genuine laughter in morning drive. Nothing. Now keep in mind, this guy has just spent 9 paragraphs lecturing. And the last thing he says is, don't give advice. People in radio don't want to hear it.
Right.
And none will take it.
Right, right.
He's just been interviewed from a radio magazine telling disc jockeys what to do and what not to do.
So then the whole page is a waste. I wish one of these days they'd interview me for one of those articles, because I've got a list all ready to go.
Let me see.
Cut out all alcohol.
I would like
alcohol.
To hear some of your... You guys.
It's the opposite of everything that...
Yeah, it's true. Just take that and reverse
it. The opposite of everything they're doing. Don't read 5,000 newspapers a day.
No.
Treat your listeners as equals. If someone's a dumbass, tell them they're a dumbass. If someone's fantastic, tell them they are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this whole thing again. Hey, we got down to your level and went to see Spider-Man this weekend.
Which I think is condescending.
It's exactly
the opposite of what it's intended to do. The dumbest is
you have a picture of a generic 25-year-old woman in front of you, and that's who you're supposed to be talking to. You know what? That works as well as, like, for a fat guy, putting a picture of a real fatso on the refrigerator to remind him not to open the refrigerator.
Here's my mustache trimmer.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, fantastic.
What you found? That's very cool.
It looks like a toothbrush almost.
Thank you very much. How the hell am I going to use this?
I'm not sure it's going to hurt.
No, what you should
do is
you should take a little hair off of your eyebrow. Like where it's getting it, like Oh, you're going to take your hair off. What are you doing?
All right, well,
do it in front of a mirror.
In front of a mirror. Right, okay. In front of a mirror.
You know, you mentioned those things, but I'll tell you, they're not. I think one of the most important things is not to share with your coworkers what your secrets are. There's so many things that I do each and every day that none of you know. Well, I buy a fresh flower every day.
No, you don't.
On my way back from work, I buy a fresh flower.
Why?
Each and every day, because it symbolizes to me life.
Oh, you're full of crap.
Each and every day. I get my hair washed at the same salon. Each and every day. I get my hair washed and I get a pedicure.
Each and every day I run over a homeless guy on my way home. And I say, I'm thinning the herd. You useless piece of crap.
Each and every day when I walk into my home, I have an ice maker sitting there with an empty glass underneath it, ready to go. So all I have to do is press the button. And each and every day, 2 hours of tap and jazz practice. Which, to me, keeps me light on my feet and keeps me comedically sound.
Does it? Do you have a nice time step, do you?
Absolutely. Okay. And let's not to mention, each and every day, a dialect coach.
Ah.
For me.
But hold on, now that I'm looking
today
at...
Today we're doing Scandinavian.
Now that I'm looking at Musclehead...
Mama puts the pies out to cool.
I remember the best dumb advice that a program director ever gave us.
What?
This is... Before a BM,
right?
Before Mike,
you're not taking me seriously, Don, and I wish you would. These are serious ideas.
This is BM. Before Mike, when I had Broyhill was on my show,
30 minutes of mime every day.
He was known as Billy the Manslave,
right?
So
it's when you rescued him, isn't it? When you rescued him from the animal shelter.
So what I wanted to do was
they're about to put him down,
right?
I wanted to give away a date on the air with Billy the Manslave, except it wasn't going to be a date. It was going to be we're going to find a girl who really hadn't had sex for a while. And Charlie would take her out on a date, and there was a chance, if he liked her, he'd bang her.
You liked the idea, too.
So, I get called into the program director's office, and you would think that there is a myriad of things that he would find wrong with this.
Right.
You can't have an intern on the show having sex with a listener.
This is completely taboo. You don't want to get involved in this type of thing.
A lawsuit.
Here was his concern. He said, I don't think you should do this because think of all of the women.
Yeah.
Who want to have sex with Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah.
And when they lose the contest, you will lose them as listeners.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God. The guy had no problem with the contest.
Was that the guy we're talking about here?
The guy who liked peppered vodka?
Peppered vodka, yes, sir. The same guy that got on the radio and made an announcement to people that can't hear the station because the signal's bad. If you're having trouble receiving WAVA, please let us know. Well, how the hell do you know if you're not receiving that, you're not going to hear that message, dumbass.
So he calls Charlie and I into this meeting, really, and he says, I got a problem with the date Charlie Broyhill bit.
Yeah.
I go, what's the problem? Well, the problem is you're going to have lots of women entering, and Charlie can't sleep with all of them.
Yes, he could.
And all of the women that Charlie doesn't have sex with will no longer be listeners to your show.
Right.
So I'm telling you, you can't do the bit.
Genius. It's
this
ridiculous.
Is fantastic.
You know, and I'm being serious now. The best thing you can do when you're doing a radio show, and I do this, the best thing you can do is to really find out what listeners think. And the best way to really find out what listeners think is to hang out with them when they're having a cocktail.
Yeah.
And I have done that for my entire career.
No one has continued research
good
like
job.
That.
I believe in that.
Cheers.
What a bunch of bull crap, bro. Jesus, a whole page of that.
And my Pilates.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Jimmy from yesterday.
Hey.
Which Jimmy from yesterday?
The one that had us.
Yeah.
Oh,
you got a memory on you, Leah.
Yeah.
You got a memory on you.
Hi.
I like that.
Hi,
wait,
Jimmy.
Wait.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize.
Why, did you get like 5,000 phone calls?
Yeah, my boy Rich did, though. It was funny, man. He got calls for 2 hours straight. He got over 3,500 calls.
Well, how's Rich doing today?
He's doing good.
See, that's the power of our show. That's what's great, is that there is retribution on our show. Someone calls in there, and they're a dickweed.
Right.
We give out the phone number. You heard the guy got 3,500 calls in 2 hours.
Man. Yeah, but then he got hit again at 4 o'clock from the West Coast people.
There you go.
The replay.
Oh, my God, the Sacramento
that's
people.
That's a good thing.
Oh, they're angry.
They're angry.
They live with that. All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Love you, guys.
See you. Bye-bye.
I want to thank everybody on the show. We all made an effort not to talk down to that guy.
Hello. Yeah.
I'm going to try to talk like him.
Don and my show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Let me turn my radio down. I was expecting the screener to answer the phone.
On screen, baby.
Ah. All right. Well, my question for you is, these people that wrote that crappy interview thing, are they on Top 40 or what? Are they music?
It was a combination of music, talk, and virtually all of them do all talk. They're on Top 40 shows that do all talk.
And virtually all of them are entertaining.
You know, talk radio. I don't want to hear my point of view. If I want my point of view, I'll talk.
All right, shut up. There you go. Hello, Donna, my show. I don't want to hear your point of view either, dumb bitch. Hello.
That was a bit misogynistic, Don.
Hello.
Good use of
Don.
What?
Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Leah.
Huh?
You are so hot.
Thank you.
I watched King of Queens, and it's a J.O. fest.
Thanks so much.
Hey, look at that. She listened to the list from the assistant's assistant.
Yeah. Thank you, Leo.
Great response.
Thank you, baby.
She couldn't be happier.
We got to
the Nielsen's.
We got to bring it. You know, if your eyebrows could speak, Leo.
Yeah, just look at her facial expressions right now.
She got
now.
The eyebrows that say F you.
She has a face right now that's saying.
I think eventually.
Delighted.
We should have a camera in the studio, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. We're up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Arch, the boy was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Sir?
There's only two kinds of guys who wear those shirts. Gay guys and big fat party animals. And Bart doesn't look like a big fat party animal to me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wouldn't be gay.
Right.
Anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Well, we got our New York City ratings again today.
All right.
Good. Exactly the same.
All right.
Exactly the same.
Hey.
All right.
But they're going to get better, I know.
Exactly the same.
They will now.
With your help, darling.
Not up. Not down.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same.
That's good.
Wow.
Good.
New York, do the right thing.
Good.
Do the right thing, New York.
Good. Exactly the right thing.
Good.
They will do.
I mean, exactly the same thing.
Yes, they will.
Which apparently is exactly the right thing because they've been exactly the same now for 3 months in a row.
Wonderful. We're consistent.
We're not going up. We're not going down.
Well, it's good that we're not going down.
We got exactly the same.
That's not bad.
You're building a toehold.
In New York again. listen, we have the Friday favorite coming up today.
Yay.
Oh, also, Michael Malley's coming in. He's going to be taking the sex quiz today.
Excellent.
The guy from Yes here. Next week on the show, oh, we have a vacation to Key West, Florida, and they're going to be having a freak show. Also next week, the return of Baby Molly.
Oh, Baby Molly. We're going to be talking to the unborn baby in the tummy.
And next week, Leah Remedy dials for transvestite.
Fantastic.
Good news.
I want to do Leah Screws Up the Call.
Leah Screws Up the Call.
No, you're gonna like Leah dials for transvestite.
Okay, but I want to do Leah Screws Up the Call.
If you want to submit a bit, you will have to go through the assistant of Nicole to Joe Ardinger.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. James Source, who also will be joining us next week. Okay. Oh, and
who is your personal assistant, not to be confused with Joe Ardinger, who is Jim Source's assistant.
And also I wanted to mention, finally, rescheduled next week. Uh-huh. They're all getting together except the DOT guy.
Fantastic.
Oh, good.
My junior high school gang.
Oh, man.
Seven out of the eight guys.
I'll remember not to bring my valuables in that day.
They are showing up, and we'll have that show next week. Now, here we go. A Friday. A Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Bah, bah, bah.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the Budget Jeopardy.
Now, listen, I just want to say, this guy's got the worst timing. You know that Attack of the Clones opens this weekend.
Right. Yeah.
And a movie that is opening against Attack of the Clones is the new Hugh Grant movie.
That's nice. Nice to see you. About a boy.
About a boy.
About a boy.
About a boy.
Very, very good film. It's receiving excellent reviews. And I'm thrilled that you're mentioning it. I understand that the sci-fi adventure flick is opening in the same week, but it doesn't bother me. I've worn your outfit that you requested.
I'm wearing my
crushed velvet shorts with the white piping and my ruffled shirt.
And you have the knee socks on, and you have the big the shoes on with the giant buckles on them.
The color is violet. And I've worn it especially for you. You see, I've got the special shoes with my buckles. Do you like those?
Yes.
But I would like to urge, if I may, everyone to go see About a Boy. It's a very sensitive film, and
sure.
I play a rather insensitive dullard, and throughout the course of the story, if you will, I blossom.
Oh, nice.
And I would think you'll walk into the theater and you won't like me, but I do believe that throughout the course of the film and the storyline, I eventually will become yours.
You are a sissy boy.
I am indeed. I brought something for you.
You're a fancy lad.
Well, that is why I'm wearing the fancy. The fancy lad outfit that I've worn for you today.
And the outfit.
I brought something for you. Would you like to see my giant lollipop? I have a giant lollipop that I'm wearing, and I will stand for you with my short pants and my velvet suit.
The outfit is very similar to what the guy from AC/DC used to wear.
Yes, I'm very, very thrilled that you allowed me to dress the way I normally dress when I'm at home in London. I wear the short pants, and occasionally I will wear long pants with suspenders, and I will occasionally slip into the German version.
Lederhosen.
Yes.
Now listen, what about Elizabeth Hurley? What a piece of ass she is.
We are no longer an item. I'm not sure you're aware of that.
Yeah,
she's no longer in my company.
She just had a baby.
She's had a baby with another man. I don't like to speak ill of others, but I will say that it has been and always
been
will be my opinion that she is somewhat, shall we say, troublesome.
Hugh, this is good news for you. You know my theory about women.
In a moment, I will put on my Donald Duck hat with the long ribbons trailing behind. I picked that up at Disney World. You Americans seem to love your diversions, and yes. I thought it was a lovely, lovely park that you have with all your rides and roller coasters and such.
Once a woman has a baby,
yes,
her private area gets stretched. It goes back to its original beautiful shape.
It's so lovely to hear you speak biology. As well as you seem to be stretched. Seems to be something.
I'm trying to console you that.
I prefer the mouth anyway.
When you were with.
Do you understand me? I prefer the mouth.
When you were with.
That's my type of. My point of, shall we say, release. I find it better with someone's mouth.
But you certainly visited.
Lord, I could do it myself if I had the flexibility.
You certainly visited Elizabeth Hurley's private area. Though.
May I mention opening this weekend About a Boy? You would like to see the film. It's another fabulous Hugh Grant film about a boy. Please don't go see the epic sci-fi. I know everyone's going to do that. Emptier theater. Please go see About a Boy.
The only way that anyone's going to go see your movie, here's what's going to happen, is that
the mouth surrounded by a bit of coarse facial hair.
Oh, wow.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, that can be man or woman. I know what you're going to say. You're very obsessed with your homosexuality in this instance. Now, see, I heard that. That's slightly uncalled for, simply because I'm wearing. You don't like my knee socks? That I'm wearing my white knee socks that I have there.
Here's what.
Like a lick of my all day sucker.
Here's what's going to happen.
Here's this for you right now.
When someone goes to the Cineplex this weekend, their megaplex,
yes.
their 20 theater megaplexes.
I enjoy the new ones you have here with the high back chair and the drink holder. We don't have those in London.
Nice.
We don't have them. They're basically the same theaters that we used during World War II.
Here's the deal. They're going to go in there.
Very scratchy seats with a very burlap type covering on.
And the guy's going to go,
farting into them for years.
I want to buy me some tickets to that Star Wars Attack of the Clones, and they're going to say it's sold out.
Attack of the Clones. I mean, what a foolish name, Attack of the Clones. I mean, how can you get any more basic than that? Why don't you go see a more cerebral effort about a boy?
Then they're going to say, okay, Star Wars, I want to go see me that Spider-Man movie. And then
Spider-Man, yes.
Then they're going to say Spider-Man.
I was up for that role. Are you aware of the fact that I was up for the role of Spider-Man?
For the role of Spider-Man?
Yes, I actually had to do a bit of wall crawling in my audition. But unfortunately, they went with a young boy.
Tobey Maguire.
I moved on to my script about a boy, which I think is rather clever with all of that. So
anyway, Hugh, the way this plays out is that they go to...
Please call me by my middle name.
What's that?
Mungo.
Really?
My full name is Hugh John Mungo Grant. So my friends do call me Saint Mungo.
So they go to the
Mungo.
Go to the Cineplex, and they say, "I want to go to Star Wars. It's sold out."
Yes.
I want to go to Spider-Man. It's sold out. I want to see Unfaithful with Richard Gere. It's sold out.
No.
Then they will say, "Well, wait. We got this fag movie with Hugh Grant."
Now you're slighting me by saying that you're rambling all about all these films. You're going to list basically every film that's in there. But I will tell you that we will do significantly better box office than Unfaithfully. I can guarantee. I personally guarantee that if I don't, I will. I will go down on you.
Wow.
That's it. Will be deleted. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Lisa.
And you're
doing something yesterday. I believe your hair was straight. Today it's curly.
And frankly, lovely, really. The fact that you have offered me oral.
I noticed that you have a lovely. Woman.
Hold on.
I've given you the all day sucker. I've worn the short pants for you.
Said to me,
I've dressed exactly like you instructed me to.
It was just to lead it out, though. You said to me that if your movie does not do better than Richard Gere,
I will pleasure you with my mouth.
Orally. I don't.
And now, will that be deleted also?
I don't want your oral favors.
I would be happy to make some sort of accountability. I would be happy to do something to show. You the confidence that I possess for my film about a boy.
That right now? Put your thumb up your duke right now.
I'm not going to do that unless I lose the bet, but I'd be happy to do that. Put my thumb up. Why? Now, what is your strange fascination with that? You seem to... I've listened to your program when I've been in Manhattan, and I've noticed that you seem to have some sort of fascination with men's anuses. And what is the... Why do you have such an obsession with that part of the man's body?
It's an accident.
Why do you wish for me to do that? I would have to take off my velvet pants. My velvet shorts right now, I'd have to slide them down and do that. I'm not prepared.
It's humiliating. I was wondering how.
Of course, it's very humiliating. You're here to embarrass and cajole me into doing something that would violate me, and I'm not prepared. I'm really not. I might soil my velvet. I don't care to do that.
What are you prepared to do today in order to promote your film? You must humiliate yourself in some way on the Don and Mike show today.
I would dance. I don't fancy myself as a skilled dancer. I think I'm really rather.
But you must
I'm
do something.
A decrepit dancer. I don't know, limp about.
You must do something while you dance.
I would be willing to put on another outfit. I would be willing to put on a woman's outfit.
Really?
And dance for you, if that would be suitably embarrassing to promote my film. If you would say, promise me to mention about a boy,
if you would
10 or 15 times, is there a way you could do that?
I tell you what, how about this? Are you wearing your nipple clamps today?
I am indeed.
Okay.
They are.
How about,
they're made out of the same material you would see on car jumper cables.
How about?
But they're much more petite. They're petite jumper cables. That's how they advertise them in the pleasure store that I visit, in the leather store that they have. Many of them out here in Los Angeles.
And are you still? You still got that all that metal down by your?
I do indeed.
By your scrot area.
I have several piercings. Are you familiar with the way certain women that you might see. Pierce their ears many times, forming a crescent shape of solid rings.
Yes.
I have the same crescent on my right sack. That is how I'm doing it. Resembling somewhat of a bicycle chain.
Here's what I would like you to do. I would like
would you
to
please introduce me to the television personality. And
oh, this is Leah Remini.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, big fan.
I'm as well.
Oh.
Very good. You're familiar with my work?
Oh, yes.
It's very good. King of Queens, I believe.
Yes,
your program.
Yes.
Lovely.
Have you ever seen King of Queens?
Yeah, I have indeed.
Can you describe the show to us?
Let's see. Oh, tisk. This is, it takes place in New York, as so many do, with a bit of banter between the family of individuals that occasionally get themselves into a bit of a scrape.
And what does Leah do on the show?
She runs a taxi company. She runs a taxi company, sure. And she is she works. She's hit on rather regularly by the dispatcher,
yes.
who insists that she. I believe he exclaims, "Nardo, go out and get another cab," and that's how it goes, right?
And on the show King of Queens, do you
also love the character Meathead? Meathead is a very lovely. Hello, how are you? A very, very lovely character, and I thoroughly enjoy all of it, especially when they move uptown to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky, and then they work at the diner.
Which diner? Is it Mel's Diner?
Mel's Diner.
Mel's Diner.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then, of course, they all get together at the end and play piano, right? And I've got the proper program.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
excellent.
Right. And have you seen when they dress her up as Batgirl?
I enjoy that very much. I thought it was not the bat. I thought it was with the stars and stripes and the pointed breastplate.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
That's not the same.
The pointed breastplate.
The pointed breastplate and the very strong, very very powerful woman.
Now you're confused.
I occasionally do get confused, unfortunately.
And the star of the show is Kevin
Newman.
Kevin James.
Yes.
Well, now Kevin James and Newman are
very good.
Kind of similar, I guess.
Very, very lovely. I enjoy your work, and I'm very familiar with it.
Thank
I do, however, subscribe to Stuff Magazine.
Oh, there you go.
And I am very familiar with your work there. Absolutely. I have, as people have reported in some of your tabloids, I have a bit of an underlife. It goes unreported that I still pursue rather vigorously in certain areas of the United States.
Because you got that BJ from the
I don't consider that true. You misspeak, and I must clarify something that was not. I don't consider that true unless the act is completed. And unfortunately, due to our discovery, it was unfinished, incomplete. I subscribe to Stuff, Maxim, and Blue Boy. I have a large collection of magazines that I like to read in my various travels across the pond.
Is it true that you are a member of the Man Love Boy Association?
I have subscribed to that, but I moved away from that. And actually, I prefer American prostitutes. I still do. I prefer black American prostitutes like Miss Brown, who was very good to me, and unfortunately her life was turned upside down, and now she's exploited it, and I cannot say that I blame her. But I wish the best to Elizabeth and whoever is the father, whoever is the baby daddy.
Now, did you ever have intercourse with Liz Hurley?
Oh, goodness, no. No, good gracious, no. She was a beard. She was a beard. I actually, I would prefer, we would come over, do our press junket, I would visit the various shows, and she would go and do her modeling and get her various contracts, and she would pursue her different high-powered executives, and I would engage in sexual intercourse with black prostitutes.
Now, exclusively female black prostitutes,
yes,
or male as
yes,
well?
No, I know. You see, you immediately stereotype me, and I'm offended that you would immediately think that because of my accent that I'm a homosexual.
Have you ever
smoked? That I'm wearing these short velvet pants today.
Have you ever smoked?
My all-day sucker.
Have you ever smoked a fag?
Have I ever smoked, as you would say in America, some sort of pole?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I've never smoked a fag.
Smoked a fag. Oh, you mean a cigarette?
Yes.
Yes, of course, I've had many fags. I have a whole breastplate of fags. Would you like a fag? It's unfiltered. I've got a European fag. Would you like a European fag, or would you like a Philip Morris fag?
That is what they call cigarettes in Europe, is fags.
That's right, and you know what they call fanny?
Oh, I know what that
fanny
is.
Fanny is a woman's private part.
That's right.
That's right. So you would say, look at that fanny. I think I'll have a fag. Fascinating dialect, isn't it?
So now Elizabeth Hurley's fanny is all stretched out.
Oh, and you seem to be obsessed with that.
You could probably get a carton of fags inside her fanny.
You seem to want me to put my thumb in that area, and then you talk about stretched out. I think you're in need of a serious bout with counseling,
no,
I think.
It would two separate areas. The fanny
benefit you greatly if you're talking about fannies being stretched.
Now, once again, we're being deleted out, but I can't say that Elizabeth Hurley could fit a carton of cigarettes in a certain place.
Of course not. No, that would be disgusting.
Let me just say this. You could dock the Queen Mary
in Elizabeth Hurley's Fanny?
I'm not sure. We didn't speak of sexual matters. We spoke of career.
Oh.
She would be talking about her various lines of cosmetics and her modeling shoots, and I would talk about a boy.
All right, well, here's the deal. We're up on a break right now. Take off.
Lovely
that,
to be here.
Take off that ruffly shirt with the puffy sleeves.
Would you like me to slip into a... I brought a gown.
Here's all you need to do. Attach your nipple clamps to the piercings you have down in your genital area.
I heard you earlier talking about food that you have here in the studio. Do you have anything boiled? Any boiled meat?
Yeah, no boiled meat.
No, I'm British, you know. That's what we enjoy.
Here's what I'd like you to do. Take your nipple clamps.
Nipple clamps.
Attach them to the piercings. Dance right now. Take off your shirt.
Here, could you put on some music for me, and I'll sing and dance.
Yes.
Robin, here we go. Something that I could dance to.
Yeah, hold on a second. Give me one sec.
And
my name is Hugh John Mungo Grant.
And then I would be glad to...
And everyone will go that. See this weekend instead of that sci-fi feature. You will go see... There we are. Notice me dancing up and down. Now I will hike up this portion of my skirt.
Oh, God.
And look at the silver. Look at the sterling silver that I have. There we go. Now look, I'll squat down on the ground.
Oh, no.
I'm bending from the waist.
Now
I will turn around and I will present to you.
Oh, no.
Much like an animal on safari.
Oh.
It is the Hugh Mungo Grant mating season.
No.
And I am presenting to you right now.
Now you
please
have...
everyone go see About a Boy. Take a look at me. I'm having a wonderful time with each and every one of you. Now please plug my movie.
Now I'm going to plug it because you are shirtless.
Thank you so much.
You have chains attached to your nipple clamps that go down to the piercings in your genital area.
People have no idea the underworld of kink that I exist in.
This movie is
actually quite comfortable.
The movie is called It's a Boy.
Oh, forever yours.
Is that the name? It's a Boy?
About a Boy.
About a Boy.
It's About a Boy. You can hear my metal clamping. There we are. Oh, dear. Don't mind the infection.
Oh, no.
Mind the infection.
All right, Hugh. Put your shirt back on. Are we done with that? Please. The movie's About a Boy.
Wasn't that embarrassing?
No one's going to see it.
Thank you so much.
Star Wars opens this weekend, and Spider-Man is out this weekend.
Spider-Man.
I hope we can get out of here soon enough so I can go down to the amusement park and play whack-a-mole.
We need one challenger. We have a champion, right? So we need one challenger to put up at Jeopardy right now at 877-365-3636.
Wonderful. Very good. I'm going down to play whack-a-mole with Jim Belushi.
We are here with Hugh Grant.
Yes, lovely.
And it will be my goal in the next segment.
Very good.
To make you cry.
Please, that won't be necessary.
I love to make you cry.
You're such a bully.
I love to make you cry.
And I'm wearing velvet pants.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where is it? Gone. What happened? Dunno. They're good. Don and Mike.
Listen, we're going to do Jeopardy here, and then I think the real Kevin James is going to be calling in.
Right.
And we're going to review the movies we haven't seen yet, so we're going to try to devote some time to that.
I certainly hope we do well with you.
Oh, good luck. And
ain't no stopping us now.
Michael Malley's coming to take the sex quiz today, too.
He's fantastic.
You know who?
Mike O'Malley.
Who is? Do you know who he is?
He hosts the show.
What show?
That talk show.
What talk show?
Extra?
Oh, Mike O'Malley is on the...
You see the talking baby?
Yes, that's right. He's on the talking baby show. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Very good.
Very
you, exciting.
I know we got to get right to the game, but I did want to make you cry.
I don't think that's necessary. You did that last time that I came on your program, and I really, if we could perhaps cease and desist with any of the tear-jerky moments that would...
Look at me.
I'm
open your eyes. Open your eyes.
I'm looking away.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes. Yes.
You
yes.
are a fancy lad. You
don't.
Are a fancy lad.
Don't push me in the chest.
Fancy lad, fancy don't. Lad, fancy lad, fancy lad, fancy lad, fancy lad.
You've done it to me again.
Oh.
I'm crying like a little boy.
And my movie is It's About a Boy.
You have small dove-like hands.
I do indeed. I'm sorry, why must you pick on me? Why must you prey on me like this? You're taking advantage of me with my pasty skin and my skinny bird-like arms.
You're so frail.
I am frail. Please don't pick on me. Why do you have a basketball out?
Oh, no.
He's throwing a basketball with my head.
You're frail and you appear to be ill.
I am ill.
Should I start knitting you a quilt?
That won't be necessary. No. No, I have a little eating disorder.
Oh, really?
In with the beef, out with the finger.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's basically my life. You have to maintain your weight. You have to be very thin, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, Leah knows about that.
What?
You're anorexic, right?
Yeah, I
wish. Yeah.
Okay. She's got a mouthful of food.
We're going to play
WhatsApp statement.
Love it to Jeopardy right now.
Yes, this is a low-budget Jeopardy.
Yes.
Now entering the studio is our challenger. She is a lovely woman from Fairfax, Virginia. She's a horticulturalist. We can all applaud that line of employment. And let's say hi to Virginia Bruce.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi, HQ.
Hi, baby. And now, Rob, to the conference. I just pushed out on that one as well.
Now entering the studio is our returning champion. Her two-week total, $92. What a windfall that is. She's a sales representative from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's say hi to Jamie Hyman.
Hey! That's really her name, Jamie Hyman.
It is indeed.
Hey, Jamie, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
I'll be honest with you, my life hasn't changed that much, but my assistant's assistant is much busier.
There you are. Very good, very witty. And now I think the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Please say hi to Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Well, thank you, and hello, Virginia. Hello, Jamie. Here are your categories, and they are more Spider-Man stuff.
Oh, it's a lovely category. I'm so glad you're promoting another film.
All about Leah Remini.
Very exciting. She's in the room with us right now. Very excited.
And Hugh Grant movies.
But it's about jolly well time.
New on DVD home video.
Oh, bollocks.
And always anticipated, while dreaded, States and Capitals.
States and Capitals, yes, of the colonies, correct?
So once again, here you go. It's more Spider-Man stuff.
Spider-Man, go away. Shoo-fi, Spider-Man.
All about Leah Remini.
Very good. Yes, talented actress right here in the studio.
Hugh Grant movies, new on DVD, and States and Capitals.
Very good.
Virginia, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
States and capitals, please.
It is the capital of the great state of Arkansas.
What is Little Rock?
That's right.
Oh, box.
I know what's wrong.
I thought it was Lancashire.
Go again, please.
States and capitals for two.
It is the capital of California.
What is Sacramento?
$2 for you, Virginia. I missed that one again.
What did you think it was?
Stratford-on-Thames. Or wherever that is. Take a look at my geography of Britain. Of the UK.
Where'd you come up with that, Rob?
Stratford-on-Thames.
That's where Shakespeare's from.
Stratford-on-Avon.
Forget it.
The Tower of London.
But I'm sure there's a Stratford-on-Thames as well.
Good. And Buckingham Palace.
All right, and from three, it is the capital of the great state of New York.
What is Albany?
Oh, $3, you've run the category. I missed that one again. I thought it was... Wales.
No, you didn't. You thought it was what?
North Greatland culture.
All right, go again, please, Virginia.
New on DVD.
New on DVD. Oh, these are so easy.
DVD.
Stars Clooney.
What is Ocean's 11?
Right.
No, Clooney. That's all I ever heard.
There's a man's man.
Oh, man's man, yes. Can we be a little more hairy?
He's not a pussy like you.
Can we be just a little more dirty and hairy?
Pussy.
Hairy, dirty.
Maybe pussy.
You're going to make me...
Fancy lad.
I'm a fancy lad. Proud of it.
Queer.
Mate. Oh.
No. Queer.
I resent. I present.
Oh, no.
I hate that.
There we are.
Go again, please.
New on DVD for two.
Stars Nicole Kidman.
What is The Others?
Now listen, everybody. Listen.
$2, she's blazing quite a trail. Virginia Bruce, you're not only a horticulturist, you're also a very skillful player in the game of low-budget Jeopardy.
And remember, you can't spell horticulturist without whore.
That's right.
That's true. I'm not sure what significance that has. But
new on DVD home video for three stars, Tom Cruise.
What is Vanilla Sky?
Wow.
$3. She is absolutely a brain that is swelling out of its cranial shell.
This girl is out of control. She is working on
a perfect game. Yes, she'll be rewarded by each and every one of us if she wins.
A perfect game. Virginia, go again.
Hugh Grant movies?
Hugh Grant movies. Okay, touche.
Here's where she drives off the cliff.
No, I disagree. Most women love me.
Co-starred Angie McDowell.
What is Four Weddings and a Funeral?
It would be Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell.
And was it three weddings or four weddings?
Four weddings and a funeral. Weddings, that right, is yeah, no. fabulous. Yeah, it's really what... Yeah.
Andy McDowell, right down Angie.
Put me on the map, as it were.
Right.
Yes. Select again, please, Virginia.
Hugh Grant movies for two.
Co-star Julia Roberts.
What is Notting Hill?
Thank you so much. You see, she's not driving off the proverbial road.
Just wait.
She now?
Yes, just wait. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Co-star James Caan.
I have no idea.
Oh, dear. You know what the problem is?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I believe I've forgotten that one, too. Jamie, it's your chance to... Jamie, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for remembering.
Virginia was rambling about, and we didn't get a chance to get your counter-answer.
What is... Bridget Jones
Diary? No, I seem to have bloody well forgotten that film also. What was it?
Mickey Blue Eyes.
Oh, Mickey Blue Eyes. Oh. Yes, yes. Forget about it. Forget about it. There you are, Virginia. Virginia, you're in control. Forget about it.
Go again, please.
Forget about it.
It's in your category, right?
Yeah, you have either more Spider-Man stuff or All About Leah. Yes.
All About Leah, please.
Mm-hmm. All About Leah. Well, you should be able to get these easy.
All About Leah.
Her sister/assistant's name.
What is Nicole?
Right. Very good, Virginia. You're doing very, very well with this category.
There you go. For two. Leah, for two. Her kept man's name.
What is Antonio?
Oh, no. Oh, you crossed so and burned on that one. Jamie, it's a chance for you to get right back into the game.
What is Tom?
Tom.
Tom.
Oh, please. No, I know. May I answer this one?
Yes.
Angelo. Angelo.
Yes, yes. Angelo. Angelo, that's right.
A talented individual in his own right. They're musical.
And
I'm a big fan of Angelo's work.
And for three, Leah, for three, you'll never get this. Although, I'll give you a clue. Her dog's name, it's the same name as the Grease Man's dog.
Oh. Go ahead, Virginia. Jamie, your chance to steal again. May I hazard a guess?
Yes.
Would it be, perhaps, Blue?
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
Great. Lovely.
He licks his nasty doodads.
You have a dog named Blue?
Yes.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes.
Lovely. Blue. Is he blue in any way? Or
no.
Why do you call him Blue?
He has blue eyes.
Blue eyes. Oh, lovely, lovely. Hence the name Blue.
Well, Angelo's son named... Well, Angelo's name.
Angelo.
Yes, Angelo's son named him.
There we go. The final category on the big board.
Yes, we're winding it right up here.
More Spider-Man stuff.
Spider-Man.
And who's in control of Virginia?
Virginia is, but with Spider-Man, I doth protest.
Current age of real-life Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
What is 24?
Jamie, your chance to steal.
What is 26?
Oh, 26.
Go.
What is who cares? $1 for you, Jamie. Select again,
nice
please.
Nice to be in the game. Spider-Man for two, please.
Current age of Kirsten Dunst.
What is 22?
Virginia, your chance to grab control again.
What is 23?
No.
She's so young.
Yes, she is.
So nubile.
Very, very much so.
20.
Wow.
20.
Oh, I like that idea. A 20-year-old walking on my back with rose petals.
If you had a choice... If you had a choice, if you were going to go to a glory hole,
yes.
Oh, good.
Whose mouth would you rather be at, on the other side of the glory hole, Tobey Maguire or Kirsten Dunst?
Neither.
But if you had to choose one?
It would only be one man.
Who's that?
Carrot Top.
All right, the final question.
Ruby Red Lips.
The final question on the big board. The amount of money Spider-Man made on its opening weekend.
What is $110 million?
No, Virginia, your chance to steal.
What is 130 million?
No.
No, girls, 114 million.
And we call that in Britain.
What's that?
A fluke.
Oh, yeah.
Right. A significant fluke of departure from people losing their minds. They're losing their heads, gentlemen.
They're both going to play Final Lowbridge Jeopardy.
That is
right?
Correct. Yes, they are.
All right, Jamie and Virginia, we physically forced you both to bet it all here, so good luck on Final Lowbridge Jeopardy. The category today is six stars. Six stars.
Six stars.
Good
very
category.
Good. Yes, I'm constantly ill.
And the star who's sick is Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, no.
And I'll give you three choices. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. Richard Dreyfuss was recently hospitalized for either a mini stroke.
Oh, no. Dial 911.
Gout.
Oh, no.
Fluid in his lungs.
Oh, dear. Well, any one of those ailments or those maladies are significant. I wish him the very best.
Again, Richard Dreyfuss, six stars, was recently hospitalized either for a mini-stroke.
Mini-stroke.
Gout.
I've had strokes.
Or fluid in his lungs.
Very good.
Don't forget to answer in the form of a question, girl. In the form of a question, girls, and good luck.
All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy receive a lovely scarf from the Hugh Grant collection. My clothing line has a full line of scarves, frocks, short pants, pirate shirts, and knee socks. And I would also like to offer this to just your listeners for this very limited time.
Yes.
When you receive your scarf, either overnighted by FedEx or in the mail, I'll also throw in a Jughead bully hat and some white gloves. That's all from the Hugh Grant collection. I thank you. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek on America.
Thank you. Thank you, Hugh, buddy.
No problem.
All right, here we go. This is where the rubber meets the road. Who do I want to talk to first?
You'd like to go to Jamie. She is our returning champion, but unfortunately she is low woman on the pill right now. She simply has $1.
All right, Jamie, it's Richard Dreyfuss. Now, don't forget the formal question. He's either been hospitalized for a mini stroke, gout, or fluid in his lungs.
What is gout?
Oh,
I'm terribly sorry. Virginia, you didn't... that knocks Jamie down to zero, I believe, Lord Quizmaster.
And that means, Virginia, you are the big winner if you can correctly identify the ailment.
No, I said the same thing. What is gout?
Oh, no. What is the dear boy's problem?
Oh. Think Imus.
Fluid in his lung?
Fluid in his lung.
Oh, that is such a shame. That is such a shame for Mr. Holland. I hope they can get in there with a tube and suck it out.
Mr. Holland's on us.
Oh, that is a shame. Well, we wish him Godspeed. I certainly hope he does well.
You know, that was the porno movie, Mr. Holland's Anus.
That was a wonderful film. I have that collection. A rather extensive selection of pornographic.
Listen, Jamie and Virginia, it's the type of game that Ken Stevens, Alan Limewater, they love. We give away no money, so don't go away mad. Just go away. Here now is Hugh Grant to tell you about your money and your prizes. Hugh.
First of all, Jamie and Virginia, may I say it was delightful to have you with us, and let me give you your prizes. Are you ready, ladies?
Thank you, yes. Thank you.
You have both won an X-Files prize pack. Watch the final episode of the X-Files every Sunday at 9 p.m. on Fox 5. The prize pack is courtesy of the totally new 2003 Ford X-Files Expedition, so it could go on safari with the Expedition. But wait,
there's more.
You have won an Ocean's 11 DVD and soundtrack by the box office smash hit Ocean's 11, starring George, you know who, Brad, you know who, Matt, you know who, Andy, you know who, and the lovely, vivacious, brilliantly talented Julia Roberts.
Horse face.
Now available on DVD and video. Thank you very much, ladies, and thank you so much for playing the game, and make sure you see about a boy.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, girls. Thank you for listening. And Hugh, well, what can I say?
It was always a pleasure. I really enjoyed being here, and I certainly hope that we are able to mount some sort of challenge to the juggernaut that is Lucasfilms production.
Good luck. And once again, you're a fancy lad.
That's right. I'm taking my velvet short pants out here with my all-day sucker, and I bid you adieu.
Always remember, never forget, that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Put on Incorporated and is distributed by King World. And remember, each and every one, I will always be yours.
Yeah.
Hey, watch out for the redcoats.
Watch out for the redcoats.
We won.
Now we got,
we lost again.
Are we up on a break, or we have Kevin on the phone now?
the real Kevin's on the phone. Okay, here he is. Put him on hold. Put him on hold so I can speak to him. Everybody, not Timmy O'Bibine, here now is the real...
The real Kevin James.
Kevin James from King of Queens.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Kevin.
How's it going?
Horrible.
It's not going horrible.
I'm kidding.
Horrible. Where are you at, Kevin?
I'm in my car.
Where you going, baby?
I'm going to play golf.
Drives you crazy, Mike.
It does. It drives me nuts.
Are you going to play with Raymond?
I'm going to play with my honey, my brother, my dad, and another dude.
How's your golf game? Is your golf game getting any better?
It's getting better. Working on it, you know, trying to improve.
What are we down to now?
We're not down yet.
Okay, we're not even in handicap range yet, or what?
We're in 18. We're in 18.
That's good. That's all right.
So you're going. So you're going out with the James gang.
Yeah, it's a whole gang thing.
See, anybody get it?
Yeah,
they
sure.
Joe Walsh was in a group called the James Gang.
That can either be a Western reference or, you know, a simple musical reference.
Exactly. Kevin,
or a porno.
Or a porno. Kevin, it's a very simple question we have, and we won't keep you long. How embarrassed are you for King of Queens that Leah is now on our show regularly?
I was going to say, how much money do you need?
I believe he's speaking to you, Leah.
Not a whole lot, honey.
What are you doing? You going to pick up a shift at 7-Eleven?
Yeah. If they'll have me, honey. If they'll have me.
And, Kevin, the 100th episode, Leah screwed this up. Actually, Nicole screwed this up.
Screwed it up.
The 100th episode airs Monday night, correct?
Yeah. Yes, honey. Just say yes.
Yes.
Yes, the 100th episode of King of Queens.
Fantastic.
Here's Monday night.
Until you guys are on break, there's no doubt about it.
On CBS. Kevin, how jealous were you when you heard that Leah had signed a deal to be on our radio show every day?
You know, the first thing I did was call my manager immediately and fire him. I've been just totally going nuts, calling people to get something done, and, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to find a cable access show now just to, I don't know, to make myself feel a little bit better.
Cable access, yeah, still above this show.
And there would be just the one serious question that we have for you that we have wondered about, and please take no offense at this, but we must ask.
Okay.
Your hair.
Yeah.
Do you have plugs?
I had transplants a long time ago. Yeah.
Oh!
All right, there you go. Just checking.
The mystery has...
I did a long time ago because my hair started getting thick. Anyone, I didn't even need them, really. I did them a little bit, and they kind of screwed it up a little bit, so I kind of, like, fixed it up. But my hair's getting so thin now, so I'm just kind of, like, covering it and working it. And
all right, we'll see. That was the only question we had.
We noticed the caps.
Yeah, we noticed you wear baseball caps on the show.
No, but you know what? I swear that has nothing to do with it. I've worn caps. That's probably why I've been losing my hair a little bit, I guess. But I've been wearing caps since I was a kid, always. And
he wears them on the show when we're just rehearsing.
And Stiller wears a merkin. Isn't that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah,
how much absolutely. Money did you lose the last time? A merkin.
It's a wig down there.
The cubic wig.
That's what it is.
How much money did you lose the last time you went to Las Vegas?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't lose much. I didn't gamble much. I had a lot to do. I played golf with Tiger Woods is what I did. So
did you really?
Oh, name dropper. God damn.
Who won?
Lick my... You know what?
Right, yeah. Good question. When you played golf with Tiger Woods, who won?
I beat him. We beat him in a playoff.
There you go.
But I got to explain it for people because they'll think... I never beat him straight up. But
Are you going to be on the whole celebrity golf circuit? I mean, there's a real level of play that a lot of guys, you see him at Pebble Beach, you see him down there at the Bob Hope thing. Are you going to be doing that on a regular basis?
Well, I try to play in as many as I can. I love to play golf, you know that. And when you suck, that's the only avenue you can go. You can find these little celebrity pro-am things where they allow you to play because you're, you know, a celebrity. But I do take my golf seriously. Like, I like to play, you know.
So what happened when you played with Tiger? Who were you paired with?
It was me, Charles Barkley, Gabrielle Reese, and Dylan McDermott against Tiger. And we played a scramble against him. And he was only allowed to use three clubs, a driver, a 5-iron, and a 9-iron.
Well, you were lucky that you were with Charles Barkley because he's legendary as far as his golf is concerned, right? I mean, he sprays it all over the place.
He's got a horrendous, horrendous swing.
I think for Kevin or any of us to beat Tiger Woods, we'd have to be given more strokes than Mel Torme.
That was a good one. How long were you working on that?
I was right. That was an ad lib.
There you go.
Absolutely. Listen, go out, play golf, have a good time.
All right.
We just wanted to get you on and
no sweat.
And make sure that make sure you knew that Leo is here.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I hear. Listen, I got a couple extra lawn jobs if you need those.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Love you, honey.
We'll work. We'll make up that payment.
All right, bye, Kevin.
Bye, baby.
Bye, bye.
Kevin James, star of King of Queens, and that's. You know, her TV husband.
But I'm glad that you brought the hair thing up when he was on the phone because
why not?
It would have been wrong if you acted like real nice to him and you know, on the air when he's not listening.
Absolutely.
To talk about his hair.
That's and it was a legitimate question.
Which is what I told you. Which is what I told you on Monday when you asked me.
But you didn't know.
I think he did something a long time ago. Okay, no, I didn't
so
say that.
Okay, so we asked and then we found out.
All right, go.
Okay, so we found out.
Ain't no big deal.
We did good.
It's nothing. Yeah, come on. Aren't you proud of us? We didn't F that up.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did we do okay?
You did.
Because last night...
You were very good to Kevin and Alice today.
Because last night I got a little page from Nicole with do's and don'ts about Kevin.
Does Kevin hate doing that?
What?
Radio interviews, does he not like it?
No, he doesn't mind it.
Okay.
No. You got do's and don'ts from Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, I didn't want you to call Alice a whore or anything, because she is well-respected and very viral.
No, I think it's going swimming. How are you feeling? Are you feeling all right?
I'm eating animal crackers.
You doing better?
Uh-huh.
All right. Very good. You've been eating throughout the entire show, so I think I would...
I'm trying to settle my stomach.
That's good. Very good.
Lost a little animal cracker on that one.
That's all right.
Now, what are you doing with your pager?
I try to find the page that I got.
Retrieve it.
Checking for the Kevin James news and don'ts.
No better than to put things in writing.
Okay.
otherwise, you can deny.
Like so.
Do not ask about hair.
Never say anything around Charlie.
Rao, yes.
Or Lisa.
Crap! I think
because they will.
I think
give me that information.
Huh? I think it's gone. I deleted it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's gone.
It's just as
bravo,
So that means the message was anything goes, right?
No.
I just didn't want you to call Alice a whore because she would get violent.
That's true.
I didn't want her to abuse you on the radio.
She is she's a tough lady.
She's a tough
lady. Very tough
you
lady.
You have no
got
idea.
Okay. I got it.
Nick, you ass.
I got it. Here's what it says. Here's the page.
Nick, you're an ass.
So, now, and listen, this is offensive. And let me just say...
Lisa, you're an ass.
Let me say that this is offensive because... I am fat, and Mike is fat.
Okay.
Right, yeah, absolutely. You talk to me about
and
this,
Rob,
now I know what you're going to talk
and Rob
about.
Is fat.
Yes, you are, all.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Here is the...
I said accept
the missive that I received from Nicole.
But lovable.
failing health.
And still sexy.
Failing health.
And oddly, still sexy.
Hold on a second.
Chris. Oddly?
Oddly.
Here we go.
Interestingly.
And mind-bogglingly.
Spoke with Kevin James.
Gorgeous, fat people.
Spoke with Kevin James.
Yes.
He will do the show.
Yes.
Call in. I need the number tonight.
Okay.
We need to keep the fat guy jokes down to a minimum.
Yes.
He is doing this only because he is a friend.
Aww.
Leah doesn't like the fat guy stuff.
Right.
Will that be a problem?
Okay, well, you know what that says to me? It's that Leah doesn't like it, and Kevin was probably okay with it, and I think you're fine with me saying that, too,
Kevin wouldn't mind.
Right.
It's just that I don't like people calling him fat.
I think.
Hold on. Look at us, though. Nicole,
but I
look at us. You know what that is? Hello, honey. It's the pot calling the kettle black.
I know that, but the problem is...
What am I going to do? Get him on the phone and go, hey, fatso.
He's going to say
back to me, hey, fatso.
Yeah, because first of all, we don't see you every week on television.
Right.
You
get seen
to
us.
Get away
Trust
with the
me.
Fact that you're hidden behind a microphone and safe in a studio.
And I think
fatty.
I think you would defend us just as much.
I would.
I know you would.
I don't like
I know you would.
People calling people fat.
Right.
But
right.
we are fat.
Okay, no.
We are fat, and Kevin is fat.
We make jokes about our own fatness.
Maybe chubby.
But when it comes from other people.
But I still.
God, it hurts.
Yeah, that's true.
Mortally obese.
Yes.
Corpulent.
Yes. Corpulent. Lard ass.
Our countenances are fuller.
Right.
Brando-ish.
But I don't like it.
Brando-like.
Wells ass.
I find you both. Brando-like.
Mike himself yesterday said when he bought that shirt.
At the Big and Tall Men's store, which I should say. Now, Rob, can we fess up, please, about that shirt?
Absolutely.
Please share this information because I feel it's significant.
Okay.
Tell the story about that shirt.
The minute he didn't like it.
But why didn't I like it?
Because with the fit in the shoulders.
What is wrong with the fit in the shoulders? It is too...
Wells-esque.
It is too big.
It's too big. No,
it is too big for me.
That's what he said to me yesterday, too. He said, this is an Orson Welles shirt.
The shoulder line on this shirt that I bought went down to my elbow. It was too big. Rob is a bigger guy because he's taller than I am, right. And I actually gave him the shirt. But I was, you know what? It was painful to say that I went to the big and tall men's store, but I did, and that's where I saw the picture of Dom DeLuise.
Nicole, listen, this would be like, if I was going to set up an interview with my wife and I called you up and I said, when you're talking to Frida, don't make any jokes about being pushy. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying?
No, because Frida had something that she was sensitive about her physical appearance.
Because Nicole is pushy as well.
Yeah, Nicole is pushy.
Right, and so is Frida. So who cares? So they would be two pushy broads. She's like, with us and Kevin, it would be four fat guys.
She's trying to, again, protect Kevin.
I know. Well,
you know what? Where we're clashing is we are good people.
Mm-hmm.
We try not to insult people.
Well,
they're nice people.
Come out of your plastic bubbles.
Oh, okay.
come live with the rest of us.
We'd like to do something positive on this show.
You know what we'd like? What we'd like to do, though, really. I mean, because obviously I understand what you're doing, and I understand you don't want to do that to other people.
Right.
But what we're looking for, direct it all at us.
Okay.
I mean, off air, on air. Just let it all hang out. You know, take whatever negative energy you have, which we cherish on this show. And lay it on us.
Okay.
Let us have it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Dance our joyous reel of insults. Please, take my hand and dance with me.
I will try.
We have to break. Dance with me. We have to break.
Yeah,
okay.
We have to break.
All right, come on.
And you know what? Drink with us.
Come out
and drink with us.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin James. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This was supposed to be my weekend off. But no. Got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, a brief bumper, just brief, the Don and Mike Show.
We are back, and I'm sitting here with Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And mysteriously enough, on the Don and Mike Show, Don Geronimo and Leah Remini have mysteriously disappeared. They have ventured off somewhere, and I'm not sure exactly where they are, but I know that we have Mike O'Malley from the television program Yesteryear, who is waiting in the wings to be on the program.
Hi.
Now, let me ask both of you crazy kids,
oh my goodness,
just where the heck were you?
Where do you think?
Were you making love?
Yes.
Unwarranted coitus?
You know, the tension has been existing all week. Thank God you guys finally did something about Caramel.
Hot monkey love.
Leah, I'm not even gonna speak to Don right now because I must speak with you.
Okay.
Because I know everybody's wondering and thinking the same thing.
Right.
How was it?
Fantastic.
It's good. You know, there's that Who song. The best I ever had.
And that's how you feel, too?
No, that's how she feels about me. She was, she's pretty good.
There you go. Well, you with the thousands.
She was pretty good. She was pretty good.
She's exhausted. You both look a little tousled.
Yes, well.
We have a Kleenex for Leah.
Oh, God. You, dear.
You. Sorry about that.
That's right. I was chatting with Mike O'Malley out in the hallway there, who is, he's one of the few guests that has actually told me he is thrilled to be here. Not happy, thrilled, thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Well, then I hope he's thrilled enough to wait while we move your movie.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Nah.
We got to go with him now? Lisa, can he wait a break so we can do the movies?
He can wait a break. See, he is thrilled to be here.
I did check on that before I went outside.
Who doesn't want to hang out in this building that was built in the 1970s?
I want to up the call.
No, I'm sorry. We're done with that for this week. Robbie, you got my music here?
Yeah. Hollywood music.
Everybody, it's Friday, and that means it's time for Mike and I to review the movies
that
we have not seen yet. This is a very quick bit. We each get 1 minute to describe why we do recommend or do not recommend movies that we have not seen.
Right.
The three movies this weekend are...
The biggie.
Star Wars, Attack of the Clones.
The one everybody's knowing that's about.
About a Boy. And what's the third one, Robbie?
It's down here.
What is the third
Nine
one?
Nine Queens.
Know. Nine Queens.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
No, we're not even going to do that. We're just
the two.
Do Star Wars and About a Boy and Star Wars.
You want to go first on Star Wars?
Fire.
Please.
Very good.
60 seconds. Put 60 seconds on the clock, and I will tell you everything you need to know about this movie. Joe? Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Don with my review of Star Wars, Attack of the Clones. Eat my ass.
Oh.
I hate everything that goes along with the Star Wars phenomenon. Let me just say three words to you why you should not see this movie. Jar, Jar, Binks. George Lucas did not listen to the Star Wars fans and put Jar Jar Binks in this movie again. Listen, 25 years ago, it was novel. 25 years ago, it was groundbreaking. Now, the special effects that I'm seeing are the same special effects that I see on Providence on NBC. I mean, it's flying pods, it's shoot 'em ups, it's Sam Jackson.
All right.
Well, there you go. That's my review of Return of the Clones, Attack of the Clones.
Right.
And now it's time for Mike's take of Star Wars Episode 2.
Joe, clock, please.
Go.
Radio's Mike O'Mara here. We are agreeing this week on the first movie out of the shoot. And we're agreeing on one central point, which is this has been there, done that. The hype surrounding this movie is ridiculous. This is not new. It is not innovative. And as big a Natalie Portman fan as I am, and I love watching Natalie Portman.
I like the mysticism.
I still have never, I mean, even in the early days, I was never caught up in the Star Wars hype. This movie doesn't do it for me, because when you go see a movie like this, you are seeing technology of 20 years ago. And there are better movies like The Matrix that are innovative and have new technologies. And having just seen Spider-Man, which I absolutely loved, I am tired of the genre. So I will tell you right now that if it is my recommendation that you just wait. If you have to go see this movie, go see it next weekend. But don't stand in line with those unwashed Star Wars maniacs. And do yourself a favor. Go have a nice dinner.
Okay. Yeah. I love it on Providence, incidentally, when Mike Farrell flies his TIE fighter.
That's great.
Now,
I get to go first on the next one?
Yes, you do.
Okay, very good.
About a Boy.
About a Boy.
Starring Hugh Grant. Here is Radio's Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Radio's Mike O'Mara here. Now, I do an impression of Hugh Grant, and of course, we have much fun. But let me tell you something. I think Hugh Grant is one of the best things in movies. I think he's the perfect romantic lead, and I think he's a great actor. I like the movies he does. I know I'm accused of being a fag because they are chick flicks, but I will tell you, this movie, I have read reviews, I have seen trailers, and it's a different Hugh Grant. It's a Hugh Grant who's playing an insensitive guy, and I think he's going to pull it off because I think he works well with women. And there aren't many guys in movies today that are those classic Cary Grant-style romantic leading men. I like Hugh Grant in movies. I loved Notting Hill. I even like the British kind of stuff he does. If you want to be entertained and you want good acting, a good plot, and a good story, go see About a Boy, because I think it's going to be a winner, and I think it's going to be one of the big surprises of the summer. I love this movie. Go see it. You'll enjoy yourself. And don't see that Nerdorama thing.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
Thank you.
All right. Are we ready?
We're ready.
I am ready to give my review of About a Boy.
About a Boy.
Roll it, Joe.
It's queuing.
It's queuing?
There you go.
Hi, it's Don. First off, we already did this I'm a bad guy thing in Bridget Jones' Diary, okay? So I've seen it. I've seen him already where he plays the bad guy. Second thing, let me refer you to the movie Big Daddy. the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
It is a movie about how a guy who is not grounded, about a guy who has no sense of reality, suddenly has a youngster come into his life, and miraculously, he realizes that there's more to life than being shallow, that there's more to life than being self-centered and only worrying about yourself. You know, it's one thing to do a fag movie like this, but it's a fag movie that's being it's a remake of an Adam Sandler fag movie
with an actor.
I don't hate Hugh Grant, but I hate the thought that this is simply the movie Big Daddy redone again.
There it is.
All right.
Two thumbs down from you, a split decision from me this week. Splendid reviews.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. What, do we have another movie?
You can do
anything coming out on DVD.
What's on DVD? Let's do one.
Anything coming out on DVD?
Final Page, maybe?
Final Page?
The Final Page? I've never seen that movie.
No,
hold on.
Oh, you can review the Cosby special.
Oh, my God.
No, we don't do TV when we're doing movies.
All right, now here we go.
Are we going to do TV?
No, we're going to do DVDs.
All right.
I'll do one DVD.
Okay. Okay. You get to go first.
I get to go first?
Right.
Let me see.
Leah, are you okay over there?
God, that's what I'm saying. Are you sick, honey, or are you still?
You going to boot?
My headache is coming back.
Oh,
I want to do Leah Screws Up the Call.
I'll help you with that during the next break.
Thank you.
Buzz, give her some drugs right away.
Give her.
All right.
Excedrin, stat.
The hot movie is The Others, and I will be glad to go for
that's
it.
A fantastic movie.
Now, listen. Hi, everybody. It's Don here.
Radio's Don Geronimo.
Now, I must disqualify myself because I have seen the movie The Others.
As have I.
Fantastic.
And I want to tell you something. That, you know, if you like pasty, if you like pasty broads, go ahead and see this, Nicole Kidman.
It is fantastic.
Listen, excuse me. This is not Leah's segment. This is my segment.
I want to do Leah Screws Up.
I want to say this about The Others. I want to say that it's once again, the Sixth Sense was a good idea. Where at the end of the movie, you find out, hey,
don't
guess
give
what?
It away.
Everybody's dead. You know, it was done in the Sixth Sense. I sat through The Others, and right away, immediately, I knew this is just like the Sixth Sense. They're all dead at the end. And Nicole Kidman, get yourself underneath a heat lamp at Carl's Jr. For God's sakes, and get some sun on that pasty face of yours.
Oh. Man, oh man.
Lost again.
All right, is it my turn? Is the clock recued? It
takes a second to recue, Mike.
It's coming
for your,
up.
For your review of new on DVD, The Others.
Okay, go ahead, Joe. Hi, everyone. Mike O'Mara from the radio. I would like to tell you that in my humble opinion, Nicole Kidman is simply one of the most classically beautiful women on screen today. And this movie, which I also saw, and I should probably be disqualified for, was one of the best plot twists that I've ever seen. Because I'll tell you something, I went into this movie without a clue as to how it was going to end, and I was incredibly surprised.
So was I.
The only thing about this movie, because I am such a fan of Nicole Kidman, is I wish it wasn't her in those period costumes all the time, because they don't show that incredible
all that
bod that she has. I love Nicole Kidman. And as far as an actress, she is 17 times the actress that her ex-husband is. I think she's fantastic. I hope she keeps making movies for a million years. I love The Others. If you want to see a great DVD, this really was one of my favorite movies of last year, and I think it's terrific.
Good stuff, Mike.
Thank you, Leah.
Let me just say, anyone who didn't see that ending coming stupid.
We said nothing to really give away the ending of that movie.
I did. They're all dead.
Yeah, no. That's fine. But that's still not going to give it away.
Right there. No, when you're watching the movie, Nicole and all the people,
you didn't know.
They're dead. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I came back the weekend after the movie came out and said I knew it. I'll tell you exactly when I knew in The Sixth Sense when I knew that Haley Joel Osment was dead. And this
Bruce Willis.
Wasn't
Willis.
Dead.
Bruce Willis was dead. Bruce Willis was dead.
I'm not helping myself.
No, you're not.
Bail
on the bit.
Listen, that movie sucks. The Others.
No.
It does not.
No.
You know what you should do this weekend, everybody? Go to Spider-Man again.
I like that movie, too.
Okay. We got to break.
Or the theater.
We will come back with TV's
up the call.
TV's Michael Malley from yesteryear, right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there, talk about www.com, you got that naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 it's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
The people from Philadelphia are clamoring, when do we get our phone number?
Yeah. When are they going to get their phone number, Don?
Soon, Mike. Soon.
They're not just broadcasters, they're neighbors. Don and Mike.
We want to welcome Mike O'Malley to the show.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. What is that? Is that theme music like Kaja Gugu or something?
It's
bringing me back to like 1983.
Jane Child.
Jane Child.
Don't want to fall in love. Before we talk to Mike, I just have to tell you the dynamic. That Leah's in the other room, and you know, the phones generally, they ring during the show, during the commercials.
Right.
The phones don't ring a lot. But
they settle down during the commercial break.
She wanted to answer the telephones.
Right. Yeah.
So Leah was in the other room answering the phones, and the first call she took, who do you think it was from?
Who was it?
Hello?
Hello, Don. Hey, Mike. I can't believe Leah is so insensitive.
What? Why? Why is Leah insensitive?
What?
Why?
She
what?
She was making fun of my voice.
I was not. You know what? You know what? I can't.
Is he lying?
You are sitting there going, oh, thank you for, oh, it's so nice you're talking to me. And now that you get on the air with Don and Mike, you're saying I'm insensitive when you were just asking me what I do on the weekends and going, I can't believe I'm really talking
to
you.
Well, he's a snake. Dennis is a snake.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, you are. Well, why are you saying what you're saying, Dennis? I mean, answer. Answer the question.
I get this all the time when I call people make fun of my voice.
I wasn't making fun of your voice. I thought you were, first of all, I answered the phones, and I don't have to do that. But I did that anyway.
Right.
You picked and you went, hello, Leah, like that, really loud, and that's what I was making fun of.
All right, hold on, Dennis. Just hold on.
Okay. See, a lot of times people don't realize that Dennis really does talk that way. They think that he's doing a voice.
No, I thought he had an accent, and it was very high-pitched, and that's what I was making fun
of. Yeah. He has half a tongue.
No, well, I know that now.
Oh, did somebody tell you he had half
a
tongue?
Yes, I know that now.
And did they tell you about his hand?
Yes.
He has one hand.
But it's so funny how he just changes. You know?
He's one of the horniest men I've ever met. He's been with the show for 16 years.
He has half an arm.
Not half an arm.
Well, he's got a stump.
Right.
And
half an arm.
And he's got half a tongue.
We don't need to make it worse than it really is.
That's right. Hey, Dennis, you want to say hi to Mike O'Malley from Yes, Dear?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Dennis, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Doing great. Hey, I watched that show one time. It was a great show.
Well, thank you. Try watching it a few more.
one time.
Hey, Dennis, you're really like throwing the compliments around. What's the problem, man? And don't, Dennis, we haven't had you on for a long time, but I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this once. Do not answer a question
by
with the word no.
And don't say I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dennis, you did.
No.
You're not allowed to answer a question with the word no.
We're not going
to
waste our time with Michael O'Malley arguing with Dennis Murphy.
No need.
Besides,
he's a big fan of the show. Let's keep talking to him.
Yeah. He watched it one time.
No, you know what he loves? I bet you. I would bet anything. What he likes more than King of Queens or Yes, Dear.
Yeah.
I bet he's a Baby Bob fan.
I'm sure he likes that. No doubt.
You have to be.
Right. Dennis, did you like Baby Bob?
I only liked that one taco.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you like it?
Not really.
Not really.
No. Dennis, of the Monday night shows on CBS, which is your favorite?
Of course, King of Queens.
Thank
King
you.
King of Queens.
What is your second favorite?
The second favorite, it has to be Pepper.
Did I get up this morning and come in here? Because I could have done this from the phone.
What about the third favorite?
The third favorite has to be Yes, Dear, even though I can't walk.
Thank you. Dennis, I guess everybody loves Raymond is his fourth favorite.
Yeah, that's correct. So,
amen.
Good one. More popular than that.
Good one. So,
Dennis.
What is so amazing about Mike O'Malley is the fact that he is working with a guy who used to drive our radio station van.
This is true.
And give away our bumper stickers and our T-shirts. Greg Garcia is the genius behind Yes, Dear.
He is. The executive producer.
Yes,
right?
He and Alan Kirshenbaum created the show. They're very funny guys. They're crazy guys.
Yeah. And really, no BS, the show is truly funny.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
It's really funny.
It has everything to do with those guys. I mean, they just have a very warped sense of humor. And I think that, you know, one of the things that works about the show is that, you know, there's a lot of people that get married and they think, I'm not going to change that much. And then they have kids and then things really begin to change. And they do a good job of that.
And on the show, the other guy, he's married to the girl. She was in Uncle Buck, right?
Yes. Yeah. Jean Louisa Kelly.
You know,
she was also in Mr. Holland's Opus.
Oh, she was the little
high school hottie that almost
took him away.
Mr. Holland's Annis.
Yes. High school hottie. That's what we call her on the set.
High school hottie.
Have you been picked up for another year?
Yes, we have.
Hey.
And Leah, you've been picked up for another year?
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm.
Look at the successful CBS lineup right here in our studio.
Really?
Right here, we're
very lucky to be after.
Why is my mic shut off?
Your mic is not shut off.
I hear you over here.
You're just not speaking loudly.
Ah!
There you go.
Leah, have you been here the whole week?
Yes.
And is today the last day?
For the studio, yes.
Yes,
I'm doing it from my home.
They set you up a microphone at home?
They've already done it.
It's already been set up.
And I've often wondered as I'm walking up the stairs, there's a little yellow light that has been on, and I don't speak when I pass it.
it's on all the time?
Yes, and I don't know what you people are up to.
Yeah, were they were you there when they were putting all this stuff in?
No, my sister was, but she was probably downstairs making personal calls.
I would, you know
be
what?
Be very careful about that, Leo.
Even being kidding, in the business, I would be freaked out by that as well.
I know.
Especially if there's a light on, an indicator light.
There's an indicator light on, which shouldn't be.
All right, now listen.
Didn't Charlie work for the counterterrorism unit?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a sneaky guy, that's for sure.
Is there love between Yes, Dear and King of Queens?
Between
the cast?
Are we going to see a little... the cross thing that's done occasionally.
Are they
going
to force you guys to do crossovers?
I don't know. They haven't.
I mean, they live in Queens. We live in California. There's really no reason
what
for
the odds.
You know, if
the Heffernans take a vacation.
I guess if Kevin was going to deliver a package out to California or something, maybe Jimmy gets a job and gets shipped back to work for the package company.
I noticed you took our place in the American Airlines ad.
Yes.
You know, how on American Airlines they show CBS shows.
Right.
It used to be the King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin and I, we used to complain about doing it because we're like, couldn't these people throw us a ticket or two? You know, like,
you don't get anything for that?
It's hours and hours of work. Am I right?
But
so their point was, well, we're giving you free promotion, you know, and, you know, we really didn't think it was at the time, but I have many people come up to me and go, I have never seen your show
until
I saw it on American Airlines.
Because
so now it's turned around where I want to do it now, but now, so I'm on the plane, I go, oh, I'm with my mom, I go, it's going to be so embarrassing just sitting here. It's going to be so embarrassing to watch myself, especially when they hand me the headphones, you know, it's just going to be so odd. And, you know, you want people to recognize you, but then you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm kind of waiting because the stewardesses were a little nasty. And I was like, oh, wait till that I'm American. And just wait till that comes up. They're going to go, huh? What? She's here. And now she's,
what do you want?
Okay, right.
And it wasn't
our show.
It was Yes, Dear.
It's true that, you know, a lot of people say they haven't, you know, seen the show until they're captivated.
Right.
We force them to watch it.
Now, what is this grueling thing that American Airlines makes you do?
Well, it's the additional stuff besides just putting the show on. Don't you have to...
Yeah, it's like after a show or after a full day of rehearsal, they go, we need you to do a few things. So it's, Leah, okay, so you're going to walk in and you're going to say, hi, I'm Leah Remini from the King of Queens and you're watching I Am American. Okay, and then from there, there's like a 1,000 things you have to read.
Specific airline stuff?
This is true. I think that the workload for Leah was probably bigger than it was for me because we're splitting it between four people, whereas her and Kevin are probably just doing it on her show.
So what did they have you do?
It's the same thing. It's like what happens is there's all this stuff on the teleprompter. I'm sure your audience is captivated by this. But anyways...
behind the scenes.
You know, you just come out and say, coming up, actually, this it'll make it more enjoyable if anyone
anyone flies on American, because what
That's
we do
hilarious.
Is we say it,
David
and then
Letterman.
Exactly, then you come back from a clip, and you're supposed to, like, you don't even know what the clip is, but they like, laugh a little bit, so it seems like it's funny, so you're like, ha, ha, that's fantastic.
You know, when you're
coming up next is 60 Minutes.
We touched on this.
And a captivating story
no, that's
by
what
60
it is.
Minutes,
a
too.
Fascinating story. Then you're like, and a, because you're like, a fascinating story by 60 Minutes, too. Then you're like, a fascinating story by 48 Hours.
Exactly.
A fascinating story on CBS This Morning. A fascinating story. So you're going all the way down
exactly
so they can
right.
take whatever
That's
it
exactly
is.
Right.
How embarrassed were each of you since both of your shows were affected by this? You were bumped from the schedule, both of you, on various times for Bebe Bob.
Bebe Bob.
How embarrassingly ridiculous is the concept of Baby Bob, and the fact that King of Queens was taken off briefly for Baby Bob, then Yes Dear was taken off for Baby Bob.
Listen, I gotta tell you, man. We have a show that's on the air. It's coming back for a full season. We already knew that it was coming back. I think one of the things that we were very lucky at is that we got a time slot. It's so hard to launch a show nowadays.
Right.
And it's like, we got the great time slot in between King of Queens and Everybody Loves Raymond, and you can't, you know, they've tried other shows. They tried those shows on Friday nights 2 years in a row. They tried some shows on Wednesdays. It's like, if I was running the network,
Mike,
I'd do the same thing. I was not embarrassed.
Here's the question, though. I mean, you don't get up and you don't open the LA Times and go, oh, let me see if my show's on. God damn!
Yeah, that sucks.
Dude, let me tell you something.
It does suck, but at the same time,
Baby Bob.
But it is a vote of confidence about us that they're willing to try a new show in our time slots, because it says people are watching TV at this time.
Right.
Watching Yes Dear and the King of Queens.
Isn't that scary baby, though? Isn't that
it's a demon baby.
The entire concept.
It's a demon baby, and I think that really, you know, you hear about conspiracies all the time, but I think if you watch that show closely, that baby, that is a devil baby right there with that little mouth. It's very scary.
We're not fans of Baby Bob.
No.
Now, Baby Bob will not be on the... am I keeping you up?
Yeah.
It's coming back, actually, in the mid-season next year.
But it's not going to be on Monday night, is it?
I have no idea.
I know they're moving Pecker.
Usually I get an email from Les Moonves every week. Uh-huh. Him just telling me something with my changes.
Me,
yeah, exactly. He's just like,
Mel calls me, actually.
I think if they're true to the Omen-style plot lines of that, you know, it'll be good if they do that. If they actually, like, incorporate the 666 in the baby's head.
So, Mike, how big a star... Now, we have discovered over the last week how big a star Leah is.
We have.
Diva.
And, and I've been hesitant to use the word diva, but yes, if it fits.
But she gave us candles today. She gave us candles.
Very nice. Mike, let me ask you a question.
Well, people buy magazines because Leah looks great in them. That doesn't happen with me at all.
Don't sell yourself.
I will not be on the cover of Men's Health or, for that matter, Glamour.
Anyway.
No, I know what magazine. I had it.
Let me tell you something. If you're on the cover of Men's Health magazine, I'm buying that copy.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you saw the pictures of Leah in Stuff magazine,
yes.
At any time, did you?
No.
Really?
Dude, I'm married.
I'm married, too.
Oh. No, I didn't.
All right, well, I did.
I'm trying to have a baby, and we're trying to save all that for just, you know, having children.
Oh, I got you trying to. You got to save the goo.
Good answer. Mm-hmm. Hey, how'd you like doing the pre Grammy show?
that's right. You did it the year before. Yeah. It was a little weird. I hosted this pre Grammy show that was on CBS and VH1.
Oh, I remember we talked about you doing that.
And then all of a sudden, I'll tell you the weirdest part is, like, all of a sudden, I was standing next to Kid Rock and Pamela Anderson. And I was just like,
oh, you said the funniest thing.
I
forget who you made fun of, but it was hysterical.
Like,
somebody with big hair.
Yeah, I was like, what are you wearing or something? I was just, these people have absolutely no, if you want to get an audience of people who have no idea who's on Yes Dear, it would be the people going to the Grammys. It would be like Mary J. Blige. And I'm just like, so tell me, what are you wearing? You know what I mean? And she's just like looking at me like, who is this guy?
So have you ever thought about the fact that now you're going to replace Kevin? Being as the pecking order is, the more popular King of Queens gets, mm-hmm. and the more popular Yes Dear gets, you are going to replace Kevin as the CBS shill. Mm-hmm. That most likely this year you will be asked to do the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Kevin just paid his dues, right?
Actually, Liza Snyder and Jeannie Kelly have already done the Thanksgiving Day parade. Yeah, and the New Year's Day parade. Yeah, they're on the parade.
Oh,
route.
So you're off the hook for that one.
Yeah,
they're not asking me to do the parade.
Didn't you have to do
some local station in Houston asked me to do a parade?
Didn't you have to do a stupid Super Bowl show?
Yeah,
did I see you do that?
Yeah, but I'm a New England Patriots fan, so that was no problem.
So that was all right.
Yeah.
But you don't mind replacing Kevin now as the number one show for CBS?
No, and when number one comes up, I don't mind that. Because
gotcha.
About 3 years ago, I was number one to be canceled, so I'm very happy.
All right, great.
Absolutely. Mike, yeah. You're great, and we love Yes, Dear. We
Thanks.
Absolutely
Thanks, man.
Love the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah. And he's already taken the sex quiz. We've already had him on the
really?
Phone with the sex quiz,
yeah.
So
oh.
There's no point
and he
in
actually
the
was,
sex quiz.
If I remember correctly, somewhat of a Boy Scout, right, Buzz?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, very, very straight
well,
lean living.
Mm-hmm. He's a sweet man. And very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well,
I think
thank
you could
Mike.
Be a sweet guy and score down and dirty on the sex quiz, though.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Who has scored down and dirty?
Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestler.
Dennis Franz.
That's true.
How could you not? You're Dennis Franz.
Scott Brady. Which Brady was it?
Greg Brady.
He was bragging.
Yeah, had betted like 500 women or
and
something.
Dick
like
Van Patten had sex in the ocean.
Dick Van Patten had sex in the ocean. And Dick Van Patten.
Exactly.
As I recall, Dick Van Patten also.
Meeting to jellyfish.
Right? Was it jellyfish? You should have seen him here yesterday with his skin, with his flaking skin.
Wait, Dick was here yesterday?
Yeah, Dick Van Patten was here. Yesterday.
We had a room full of Van Pattons yesterday.
You know,
doesn't his son direct Sopranos?
Yeah, his brother-in-law.
His half-brother,
yeah.
And his son, actually, is a big tennis player.
He's my instructor.
Is he really?
Yes.
He is instructor.
No,
right. This is
6 degrees of separation.
Yes.
Bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
I just read Entertainment Weekly. I don't have any degree of separation whatsoever.
This is like The View now, so you got to get out of here. This is getting to...
Good luck with Yes, Dear Mike.
Thanks, guys.
We do love, Yes, Dear. And remind Greg Garcia, when we made him go to 7-Eleven to get us burritos and Big Gulps.
I'll remind him.
Remind him.
And you're a Sox fan, too, right?
I am.
Yeah, go Sox.
Yeah. Go Sox.
Right.
Good luck.
There you go. Hey, first place, buddy.
Mike O'Malley.
Yeah, May 17th, buddy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
You got to put your headphones on, honey, so you can hear what we're playing.
I know what's going on.
Boy, you perk up when the stars come in here, don't you?
Something to talk about.
Christ, he's doing
what am I going to do when you're doing a five-hour bit with Hugh Grant?
We're busting our ass and using it like a piece of dead wood.
Saying what? We bring in
a TV star.
And
I'm like, darling,
we have things in common.
Gorgie.
Did I call him Gorgie?
No, you didn't call him Gorgie.
He is Gorgie.
You are Gorgie.
Gorgie. Buzz, what is your lead story on the made-up news and comments today?
Today, New York police catch the J.O. Bandit.
Buzz.
Oh, they got that guy in the elevators? They
Hold
did.
On. Well, what was that, Leah?
Welcome for the candle, Buzz.
Oh.
I thanked you for it earlier.
No, Mike, you did.
Very nice. No, I did. I said it was very nice, and thank you.
Okay.
Was that me?
No, I heard that.
Like an inner, like, it didn't want to come out. It was like a stomach burp.
My new top story is thank you, Leah, for the candle.
There you go.
Good, okay.
And you know what? With her current condition, it could have been a VBF.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. But I don't think they sound like that.
You don't want to know.
They don't sound like...
No, the mic would have
They
to
sound
be
more like...
I know you're hurting,
right.
Yeah,
right.
We will be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike,
Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
May be kind, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
As we head into news and comments with Buzz, I want to remind you to get busy with Robbie Rob and Lisa. Sunday, DC's Zanzibar, Water Street Southwest, 6 to 8 p.m., for the Hawaiian Tropic Bikini Contest. And I want to tell you something. I'm going to do a read. The announcement that Mike has written that I pretend to read.
Right.
I want to just say, listen to the following names. Clapton. Hendrix. Lennon. McCartney. They have nothing to do with Mike O'Mara's crap.
Very good.
However, if you are a fan of Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, you will want to be at the Shark Club. And it's Saturday night,
the Mike O'Meara Crap Blues Band.
We're going to be down in the basement.
In the basement.
Right, we'll then be down in the basement. Come downstairs and...
And we might be having the debut of the Craporium.
Which is what?
The Craporium, where we're going to be, like, selling crap T-shirts.
Oh, great.
God. Sorry. You got to pay the boys.
And also the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show this weekend, 18th, 19th. That's with a bunch of people, Hawaii Five-O people, and Love Boat people, and E.T. people.
Uh-huh.
That's at the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show, 10 till 5, Saturday, 10 till 4, Sunday.
Wonderful, the collectible show. So you can make a weekend of it, see Lisa and see Crap and see the collectibles.
And Bill.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A New York police think they've finally caught the J.O. bandit.
John Constantino.
No?
Johnny Constantino, J.O. on an elevator after he robbed you money.
No, they say 26-year-old Terrence Dancy is the man who's been robbing women of cash and jewelry, usually in apartment elevators, and then forcing them to watch him pleasure himself.
Bastard.
They say they caught him by tracking the Metro card he allegedly stole from one of his victims. They identified him from previous mugshots. Dancy's accused of 8 robberies in the Bronx and 2 in Manhattan, all in the last 4 months.
Oh, no.
Mike's got a Metro card on him.
And police are tracing it. Another priest has committed suicide after a sex scandal.
Good.
The accused child molester, who served for years under New York's Cardinal Egan, hanged himself yesterday.
Nice trip, Father. Son of a bitch.
Absolutely. Alfred by Tyhofer was found dangling from a rope inside his room at a psychiatric ward. Mm-hmm. This was after he'd resigned from his parish in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He is the second priest recently to have taken his own. Makers in Washington are talking about investigating what President Bush knew in advance about a possible attack on America.
Please.
I knew I just couldn't eat pretzels.
Nothing. He knew nothing. I guarantee they could
have
sat in front of the guy and they could have drawn him a picture of the Twin Towers and planes going into it, and he still would have just sat there and gone, duh.
Where's that, Chicago?
White House staffers are rallying around the president to say that the warnings were not specific enough to act upon.
You get Condoleezza Rice out there and just tell her I didn't know dick.
But Congress wants all the papers, all the documents, and the memos about this. And now NBC News says that 2 days before 9/11, Mr. Bush was given a detailed war plan for taking down bin Laden's terrorist network.
Did it have army men on it?
Yeah, yes, it's just a plastic green.
And actually we have the green army men, and they go, now President Bush, now we're going to get the plane that's going to go...
Man, this is great. This is what it's going to look like, right?
NBC says, and the White House now confirms, that that plan then became the same basic approach the president took after the attack.
Yeah, well, Tom Brokaw's a woman.
Bush was vacationing at his ranch in Texas when he got the CIA report.
Yeah, that's right. I'm cutting brush.
Spider-Man's dad was a bank robber. Vincent McGuire, father of actor Tobey Maguire, was desperate for cash 9 years ago when he held up a savings bank here in California.
You know, somebody gets even the slowest bit hot.
Welcome to fame.
Right.
The National Enquirer dug this up.
Of course.
They say Vince did 2 years for robbing the bank that was right across the street from his home at the time.
So what?
The elder McGuire, now 46, was broke at the time and thought he was dying of cancer. His stick-up note told the teller, I have nothing to live for.
I love calling you a diva when you said that just because you don't like the Enquirer.
Love the Enquirer.
We get so much good stuff from the Enquirer.
I just want them to put a nice cover story on me.
Let me tell you.
Give me these little, tiny, little things. I'm seeing Puff Daddy. I'm hanging out with Vince Vaughn.
Let me tell you
not
something,
even so
darling.
Much as a picture.
Nobody handles the Rotsy like you handle
the Rotsy. The Gorgy Rotsy.
The Gorgy Rotsy.
No such thing as bad publicity. The audience members left crying and screaming from a taping of the new Carson Daly late night show this week.
They had no surprise there.
They did that after an allusion by magician David Blaine, who made it appear that he had pulled his own beating heart out of his chest. Blaine then appeared to collapse. Carson looked shocked, and the stage lights went dark.
Oh, man.
Carson Daly is such a tool.
The New York Post says the network is seriously considering scrapping the segment.
Oh, that is a lie? That is a lie. Do not buy this.
Hype, NBC.
I think you're right. NBC's reportedly angry that Blaine vanished after the trick. The show, by the way, they mention is scheduled to air Tuesday, May 21st at 1:35 Eastern and Pacific.
Yes,
as
right.
they think about
Hold
pulling
on,
it.
But you know, I felt like pulling my heart out last night. I was watching that crappy Friends and that worst Will and Grace.
It's a girl.
That's the worst 2 hours of every. I pulled my heart out, left my beating heart on my bloody Marriott hotel room. That's what I said. Take care of that, Ronisa, or whatever you, whatever the freaking maid's
Send
name
that
is.
To the concierge level.
I will always remember your bloody Marriott hotel room. I love it when we're finally checking out. We can mention where we were. It's a nice Marriott, though.
We got a break, except for the blood. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The only cure for syphilis of the anus.
You.
The Don and Mike Show.
We want to thank for our time here at Westwood One, the great engineering cast, Al Ramirez, Ron Harris, and Ron Steven.
Am I in agreement? I mean, with all you guys, best that we've ever worked with out here.
Absolutely.
You guys were fantastic.
Could great. Not be nicer or funner or nicer or better.
Or funner.
Or gooder.
Funner. Or
They're
gooder.
Great. Thank you very much, guys. And here now with more news and comment is Buzz, and I won't even get into what just happened before we went back on the air.
I will simply say, damned funny.
Yes.
Hi, Donna Mike.
You know, we could go an extra hour.
Yeah. We could.
With what just happened.
We could.
But we have a plan.
Between the phone calls, between
Absolutely.
The rooms.
But unfortunately, we are running rapidly out of time.
Let's go to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Is Ted Turner dead?
Is he?
Is Ted Turner dead?
His neighbors are wondering, according to the New York Post. The paper says the rumors are flying because they haven't heard their normally noisy neighbor in over 2 weeks. The paper points out that as America's biggest private landowner, Turner's probably just laying low.
I'm a big private landowner.
But laying low is not something Turner is known for. And he has talked about serious bouts of depression. Once mom gets a Mercedes for Mother's Day, it's hard to get her to give it up. It's hard to get her to give it up. 61-year-old Ruth Shepherd of Long Island needed a new car.
Hard to get her to give it up.
Yeah. So she was delighted when a Mercedes appeared in her driveway, keys and paperwork in the mailbox. It was just before Mother's Day, and she figured it was a gift from her daughter. It wasn't. A repair garage had delivered the car to the wrong address.
That's their mistake.
Police say Ruth dragged a cop 10 feet when the officer reached in to get the keys out of the ignitions.
Ruth.
Mom now faces charges of possession of stolen property and resisting arrest.
Always like to keep my audience riveted.
In sports, not all the players from the 1969 New York Jets were as lucky as Joe Namath. Tackle Sam Walton sold his Super Bowl ring to buy booze.
Oh, that's sad.
And this week, the homeless Walton was found dead in an abandoned building in Memphis. The 59-year-old apparently died of a heart attack.
Go deep.
It was some time before he was discovered.
It's a Hail Mary pass.
Because his body had decomposed and because he had no ID, he was eventually identified by his fingerprints.
Yeah.
Friends say he refused their help because he was embarrassed by his alcohol addiction.
Well, I
do the same.
There's
a lesson there.
I'm
embarrassed.
This sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
Buzz?
Yes.
Let me just say,
yes.
To those of you listening on WNEW in New York, have a great weekend.
Right.
God love you.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back Monday and...
Toodaloo.
Ass. All right, now, wrap it up.
Finally, don't eat and drive. A car insurance company in Michigan got so many food-related accident claims from one of its customers, it decided to make a list of the most dangerous foods to eat while driving. The list includes the very common coffee and hamburgers, but it also includes soup, tacos, chili, and jelly donuts. The man with a string of food-related accidents, by the way, now has a food restriction on his driver's license.
I was just trying to eat.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Come back.
No. Absolutely not.
Mike, we gotta go.
Epic Kia all-model sales event. You'll feel better in no time.
What do you mean?
Well, you get up to...
I was hearing something else in the headphones.
Gary Owens.
Is it going out on the air? Listen, have a great weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bar. Don't hurt yourselves. Leah, thank you. Talk to you next week from your home.
Yes, sir.
Got it.
Hey.
And thank you, Nicole. A good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. And
to Daloo.
Ask.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.